your friendly oil change. Premier in all we do.
Premier Oil Change has been locally owned and operated since we opened in 2006, enjoying long-term relationships with our team members and loyal guests. Many of our team members have worked with us for over 10 years. Many of our certified technicians have logged over 30,000 oil changes, working on hundreds of different vehicle makes and models. In an ever-changing world, we strive to keep up with change. With our extensive training program, it's important to the staff at Premier Oil Change that our customers' cars are well taken care of by experienced, well-trained technicians. So you can depend on your vehicle to get you and your family to your destination. Don't forget that you can earn free oil changes with Premier Rewards. Learn more at PremierOilChange.com or visit us in Palo Cedro. Premier is in the Holiday Market Shopping Center or in Redding on Lake Boulevard next to Waterworks Park or our newest location in Anderson across from Roundtable. Remember, you get a free car wash with every oil change. Premier Oil Change, home of the friendly oil change.
I expected to be a lot easier.
I didn't know what step to take next.
I was transitioning from the military. I was a vehicle gunner.
An avionics specialist.
I missed my unit, my family.
Playing with my daughter, I'd felt like a stranger.
I didn't have a clear sense of what to do next.
And then I thought, if I'm going through this, other veterans have gone through it too, right?
So I reached out, and I saw that I wasn't alone.
Go to maketheconnection.net to learn how other veterans have overcome the challenges of transitioning out of the military.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
We are here to help you get projects done around your house. What are you working on now? What are you working on this weekend? If you have a project you'd like to tackle, you don't know where to start, start right here by reaching out to us. A couple of ways to get in touch. You can post your questions to moneypit.com or call us 24/7 at 1-888-MONEYPIT. Coming up on today's show, do you want to tackle a home improvement project but don't have much time? Well, we get it and figured this was a great time to share five fast hacks that take 30 minutes or less to complete.
I mean, you could do like five in one day because it takes such a short amount of time. So this is a really great motivator.
If you're really, really motivated.
Well, I love it, but one thing I don't love is that during these winter months, we see such a higher risk of home fires. But did you know that not all smoke detectors work with every single type of fire? So we'll explain why and help you make sure that your home is protected.
And if you're a renter, you're probably trying to save some money, and you don't want to waste it on high utility bills. But perhaps you are paying high utility bills when it comes to your heat because you figure you can't do anything to change it. Truth be told, you can. There are ways, even as a renter, that you can change that scenario to pay less for that heat. And we're going to give you those tips in just a bit.
But first, whether you're doing or you're dreaming, we can help you make your home everything that you want it to be. So what are you working on? What are you planning on working on? All right, what do you want to finish from last year that you started but kind of gave up on? Whatever it is, we're here to lend a hand. We don't judge. We've been there. We've done it. So let us help you out.
888-MONEYPIT is the phone number to reach us or post your questions at moneypit.com. Let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Andrea in Pennsylvania is on the line with a bathroom flooring question. How can we help you?
I have a half bath. It is about 3x3, and to the back of the wall where the toilet and the sink are, there is a gap that starts about an eighth of an inch, and it goes to about an inch and a quarter. So, and below it in the basement, there is a hole that, a cinder block hole, that you can see, I crawled in there, that, and it was disgusting, let me just tell you.
I'm sure.
That there was like some sort of water damage. But when you go to the bathroom in the wintertime, it's a little chilly.
Yeah. So do you think that the floor dropped?
I don't know if the
That's
floor dropped or if it's from some sort of connected to it used to be a refrigerator that had an ice maker and it was connected to the toilet tank.
Wow.
So,
refrigerator ice maker connected to the toilet tank.
Yeah.
That's some house you got there, Andrea.
My house was built in like the 1930s.
They probably just tapped into the water line near the toilet tank, and that's how they fed the ice maker. Let's hope that's how they did it. Let's hope they weren't making ice out of the toilet water.
I hope not. That would have been pretty
now,
bad.
In terms of this sloping floor, sagging floor, the crack that you see, when you say it's a crack, you're talking about between the wall and the floor, correct?
Correct. Correct.
All right. So it clearly looks like either the wall levitated or the floor dropped.
Okay.
And the floor dropped, with a toilet in it. So it must have been slow over time. Otherwise, you'd have leaks all over the place. I suspect that something's going on with the floor here. So the question is first, do we have a structural problem?
Okay.
My answer is I don't know because I didn't see that crawl space. But if you go down there and take a bunch of photographs and post them in the community section on moneypit.com, I will take a look at it for you.
Appreciate that.
Or you could have a carpenter or engineer or a home inspector take a look at that. If the floor is just settled that way because it's an older house, it's just kind of worked its way into that position but doesn't seem to be structurally damaged, then we have to deal with just the cosmetics of it. And the way to do that might simply be to install baseboard molding or adjust the baseboard molding that's there. Is there molding there at all now?
No,
is there a baseboard?
Not at all. Yeah, right now I have it stuffed with some styrofoam.
Yeah. Well, I would certainly fill the gap. I would insulate under that crawlspace floor, too, so that it's warmer in there for you in the wintertime. But then I would just put a piece of baseboard molding. I'd let the molding ride down on the floor, so the molding will be crooked with the floor.
Okay.
And I think that's okay. And if you paint it the same color as the wall, it would not be noticeable.
Oh, that would be excellent. That seems simple enough for me.
All right, Andrea, good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT, 888-666-3974.
Now we've got David from Ohio on the line who needs some help making paint stick. I know it's a tricky subject here, but sometimes it really just doesn't want to. What's going on?
I have questions about redwood siding. I have an older home built in the 50s. Paint has a hard time staying on the place. I've removed most of the paint, and I'm coating it with a Kiehl's exterior oil base primer. I was hoping to find what a good top coat paint would be for that.
Well, you know what? It sounds like you're doing the right thing by priming that siding. Now, if it hadn't been painted, we would have told you to use solid color stain and not paint, because solid color stain, as it wears, as it ages, it sort of fades out. Paint, as you've experienced, as it wears, can tend to peel off. But the fact that you've prepped it and now have used a solvent-based Kiehl's primer on the whole thing, I think that was a really smart thing to do, because that is what gives you that it sort of locking sort of adhesion quality. Now, on top of that, in terms of paint quality, I would recommend a good quality paint, and by that I mean probably Sherwin-Williams or maybe Benjamin Moore, two very good brands. Within those brands, you're going to have choices as well. I always find, I usually go to the local Sherwin store near me because the guys in there always know a lot about the different variations of paint product that the company makes and can give me a really good recommendation. So I think as long as you stick with those name brands, you're going to be fine. I wouldn't wait too terribly long between the primer and the paint, though, because you don't want that. The primer is not designed to stand up to weather, and you want to get it on as soon as weather will permit. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Up next, we've got five fast home improvement hacks that can help you save time, save energy, and make your space look great.
You live in a money pit.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
Angie's List is now Angie, and caring for your home just got easier. Whether you need help with routine maintenance or a dream remodel, Angie makes it easy to see reviews, compare quotes, and connect with top local pros who can get the job done right. Plus, you can see upfront pricing and instantly book hundreds of projects. No phone tag, just the work you need done at a time that works for you. Angie's got your to-do list covered from start to finish. Book your next home project today at Angie.com. That's A-N-G-I.com. Wow, Leslie, you really nailed it with that last project.
Nailed it? No, I taped it with Total Tape from the original Super Glue Corporation.
Ah, right. You taped it. Got it.
Total Tape is a super strong, double-sided construction adhesive tape that instantly grabs and creates a permanent bond with almost any surface. A single strip of Total Tape can hold up to 14 pounds. It's moisture-resistant, mesh-reinforced, and perfect for hundreds of projects, indoors and out. Get Total Tape on Amazon or in your local hardware store today.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
The Money Pit is presented by Deitch Coatings. Deitch Coatings is the official coatings partner of The Money Pit and makers of the Spreadstone Mineral Select Countertop Refinishing Kit. Available online at Home Depot, Lowe's, and DeitchCoatings.com. That's D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And you can follow The Money Pit Podcast and get new episodes every Monday and Thursday, which is just in time for you to plan your next home improvement adventure.
Follow us at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Renee in Texas, you've got The Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Yes, mine is kind of like a double question. I have about a 30-year-old connected on both sides townhome, two levels.
Okay. Okay.
And I heard a crack a couple months back where, you know, it's one of the support beams, and it just, like a big, strong branch just cracked.
Huh. Did you actually see the cracked beam somewhere?
No, I didn't see that, but I have begun to have cracks along on that same side of the house.
Okay.
In the corners of the wall.
Okay.
Down the corners where it's breaking apart. But at the same time, I've noticed that the house has become unlevel. And that's a little part because it's old and it's connected on both sides. But I'm in Texas and we have big droughts. And it kind of shifts a little bit.
Okay.
My concern is when I get the support beam fixed and the foundation fixed, I've seen on the DIY shows, and suddenly they go back and they look, and the house or the chimney has just been trashed. What can I do to prevent that?
Why do you say it's been trashed? Because it shifted?
Right. When I've watched the DIY shows, they go and they fix the foundation. The foundation's fine, and of course they shift everything up, and now
That's why you have to be very, very careful when you do anything that changes the angle that the house has sort of settled into. Because if you don't, once you bring a foundation up, everything else moves. You know, in a wood house, if you try to straighten a slopey floor, for example, all the wires and the plumbing can get stretched and twisted and so on. So it's, you know, not just foundations that are of concern. I'm concerned, though, about this crack that you say that you've heard, but you've seen cracks in your walls, but you've not physically seen the structural crack, correct?
Correct.
All right. Now, you said it's a townhouse. Is there an association that?
Yes.
Okay. So in an association form of ownership, typically you don't own the structure. So the structure, if the structure was to fail, that's typically the responsibility of the association to address. Is that your understanding?
I can double check on that.
But in a typical condominium form of ownership, what you own is inside walls to inside wall. In some cases, you own the...
And what's beyond that wall is not...
Right. In some cases, you own the drywall. In some cases, you don't. So, for example, if there was a fire, God forbid, and the whole place burned down, you would be paying for, like, the drywall, the kitchen cabinets, the appliances, stuff like that, and the association would be rebuilding everything else, including the related infrastructure. So you need to figure out, if there's a structural problem, who's responsible for it. I suspect you're going to find it's the association that's responsible for it, which is good news for you. And then I would bring that to their attention and ask them to address it. Now, as far as the cracks in the corners of the wall are concerned, I have to tell you that that's pretty typical, and that it by itself doesn't necessarily mean that you have a structural problem. The way to fix that, though, is important, and that is that you want to sand down the drywall in that area, and then you want to add some additional tape. And the type of drywall tape you use would be the perforated type. It looks like a netting. It's like a sticky netting. You put that on, and then you spackle through that three coats. One, two, three coats. Each one thin, but three coats. And that type...
And allowing each one to dry and be sanded in between.
Yeah, and that type of repair typically will last. Now, after you do the spackle repair, you'll have to prime the wall. You can't just paint on top of it. You'll have to prime it and then paint it.
Okay.
So I would address the structure with the association. I would fix the cracks on your own and then see what happens.
Okay. So just one more question. Let's say that if it's not in association that I do have to go into it, not only am I concerned about my roof, but how much of a problem will I have with my neighbors on both sides of me?
Depends on where the crack is, if it exists at all. If that's the case, then I would suggest you hire a professional home inspector and have the inspector do what's called a partial inspection, which is usually a single item inspection, and investigate this crack and see what's going on in the structure, and then we'll know how, you know, far it's gone and what needs to be done about it.
Yeah, that's cool. Thank you, guys. I appreciate your time.
Well, some home improvement projects are fun, but others you just want to get done as quickly and inexpensively as possible, which is where hacks can help. We've got five easy ones that can be done in 30 minutes or less. So, I mean, think about it. You could do all five in like 2.5 hours, or if you're speedy, 2 hours. So this is exciting. So hack number one, label your water valves. Imagine that you're home or you're not home and a babysitter's home or the older kids are home and something happens, a pipe breaks in the ceiling, water's leaking everywhere. It's coming out of electric light fixtures on the carpeting. I mean, it's really a disaster. You've got that in your mind, right? How much of a huge mess and big problems this could be, right? Well, go ahead and locate and label every important water valve in your house, including and especially the water main valve, hose valves, ice maker valve, water heater valve. If that unthinkable level of leak ever really were to happen, now everybody in the home in about 30 seconds knows exactly where to go to turn something off.
Absolutely. So speaking of leaks, how about this? Stopping a leaky toilet. You know, toilet flush and fill valves can break down over time, wasting tons of water. And a running toilet, or one that sort of ghost flushes all by itself, just needs new valves. And an easy way to tell if a flush valve leaks is just to add food color to the toilet tank. If you do that and you wait maybe 10 to 15 minutes and then check the bowl, if that food coloring has leaked into the bowl, that valve is leaking. And that means you're leaking water and it needs to be replaced. The good news is that replacing both those valves can be done in 30 minutes or less and cost only a few bucks in parts. I mean, we're talking like $10, maybe $15 in parts max.
All right, here's the next hack, caulking your bathtub. Now, bathtubs are the closest thing at home to a boat, and that proximity to water wears on all of the caulk, which must be replaced from time to time. So to do so, you want to remove the old caulk and then clean the lip of the tub with a 1-to-4 solution of bleach and water. That's going to kill any mold or mildew that may have been left behind. Then go ahead and fill that tub with water and then re-caulk. Yeah, you heard me right, guys. Fill the tub with water and then re-caulk. The reason why we do this is that when you actually take a shower or a bath and you step down into the tub, it kind of compresses that caulk and stretches it. So if you're already sort of putting pressure on that tub itself. You're creating a larger gap to fill all that caulk into. So it's really going to do a good job of adhering and filling that space. And then when the water drains, it's as if you were to step out of the tub and it kind of, you know, shrinks back and it gets much smaller, but it's a tighter, more secure seal. So it's definitely a trick of the trade. You do have to wait till that caulk is dry though, right, Tom? You can't kind of just fill it and then give it a little bit of time.
No, you want to fill it up, caulk it, and then let the caulk dry, and, you know, a few hours later, you can drain the tub. And you're right. It's the same thing as stepping in with all that extra weight. When that tub comes back up, it'll compress the caulk, and it lasts just a lot longer that way. All right, next idea. Exercise is good for you. Turns out it's also good for your circuit breakers. You want to, about every 6 months, turn each breaker off and back on again. And especially, you want to push the test buttons on the ground fault circuits, the GFCIs, to make sure that these breakers stay flexible and strong, just like you, after a good workout. And by the way, you ought to be doing that to the GFCIs that are built into outlets as well.
All right, last but not least, hack number 5, clean your dryer exhaust duct. Now, dryer fires happen when the duct gets clogged with lint. So you want to keep your dryer safe by cleaning the entire exhaust duct from the dryer to the exterior vent. And you can use a dryer duct cleaning brush tool. They attach to your drill driver. They're available at home centers, hardware stores, online, all over the place. And it is a project that you cannot believe how much mess you will generate. I mean, it really is disgusting, but it's so, 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 so satisfying. So I say if you haven't done this project in a while, for safety's sake, please do so immediately. But also, it's pretty cool to see all the stuff that's been hiding in your house.
Now, also, if you're doing this project, make sure your exhaust duct, which you'll find behind the dryer, is not made of plastic. You know, some of the old ones are that flexible, coiled plastic. That's unsafe. You can't clean it very well. It needs to be replaced with a metal duct. And if you're running a new duct, try to make it as straight as possible, because for every 90 degree bend, that's the same resistance as 20 feet of straight duct. So you want to make it a short trip to the outside. It makes a big difference on how well your dryer performs. You know, we used to have to run, our dryer ran down a wall through a floor structure and then out. So it had like maybe 2 90-degree bends before it got out. And by stacking the dryer on top of the washer, which we did when I remodeled the laundry room upstairs, I was able to now have a 12-inch run to the exterior. And let me tell you, what a huge difference that made in how quickly the clothes dry, because there's no back pressure on it at all. They just dry real quick because that air just gets right out. All that moist, damp air just leaves it almost as soon as it's generated.
Linda in Rhode Island, you've got the money, but how can we help you today?
Yes, this is an old house, and in the basement on the wall, which was fieldstone, in the past they had painted it with whitewash, or that's what it was called back then, and no matter what kind of paint I've applied, it flakes off.
Mm. Yeah, because it's damp and wet, that's why. Yeah, you know, you can't just, if you put any kind of regular paint on that, it's going to do that. You have to use a basement wall paint. It's a lot stickier, and it can handle the dampness of that wall. Now, you could also take steps to reduce the dampness by improving your drainage outside. But if you put typical wall paint on the stone, it is going to flake off, because water and paint don't go well together, and those stones are like little sponges, and the paint's just going to peel right off of it. So what you want to use is a basement wall paint, and it's really smelly,
right,
but it's really sticky.
Mm-hmm.
And
it's going to stick to where you need it.
It will last a lot longer. Does that make sense, Linda?
Oh, it certainly does.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Well, home fire risk goes up in the winter. But did you know that not all smoke detectors work with every single type of fire? We're going to explain why and how to make sure you're protected after this. Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new Quikrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit Quikrete.com. That's Quikrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at TheSimpleMat.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at HavenHumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
Hi, this is Senior Chief Rob Burrows with the Northern California Veterans Museum and Heritage Center, and I am your host every Saturday morning from 9 to 11 with Battlefield Expressions. Battlefield Expressions is where we talk about veterans issues, advocacy for our community, and those in our community who help support our veterans. Once again, join me every Saturday morning from 9 to 11, Battlefield Expressions on KCNR 96.5 and 1460 AM.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Are you new to crypto? It can leave you feeling unsure of what to do. Help is available. From getting started to securing your cryptos, you don't need to go it alone. Bitcoin 530 will take you by the hand to help you move forward with your crypto journey. Schedule a free consultation with Bitcoin 530 at bitcoin530.io or give them a call at 530-324-5175. That's bitcoin530.io.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide three delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Making good homes. homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey guys, don't you hate it when you're smack dab in the middle of a project and then you get stuck? Can't figure it out, or you're missing something, or you got to run out and do something, or you just need a bit of guidance? Well, that's when you call us. We're causing you to get unstuck. Yeah, that's pretty much what we do. We're the unstickers, unstuckers. You know what I'm saying.
We're like virtual WD-40. Doesn't matter what the question is. We are good for 1,001 uses. So give us a call. That number is 1-888-MONEYPIT, or post your questions to moneypit.com.
Now we've got Gary in Georgia on the line who wants to save the rainwater. What can we do for you?
Yes, I do. My wife and I have a lot of grass to water during the summertime. And in Georgia, it gets like drought weather all the time. And we noticed that during these months, we actually have a lot of water running off the house. And we wanted to know if there's a way that we could like create a water reservoir to save that water that's coming off of our house.
Yeah, you definitely can collect that rainwater. What you want is simply a rainwater harvesting collection system. And there are a lot of modern ones that are available. In fact, we wrote a story about this on MoneyPit.com. If you go to MoneyPit.com and just type in the search box rainwater collection system, you'll see an article. There are a couple of things to keep in mind when you install it. But again, there's a wide variety of collectors that are out there. There are some that look like they're traditional barrels. There's even one that looks like a half barrel that's got a hose spigot on the end, on the bottom of it. Yeah. So it collects water off the spouts, and then you feed it from the hose. So it's definitely a good system, a good idea. And, there's a lot of options out there, and we encourage you to do that.
And is this an easy project that I could do probably over the weekend?
Yeah, clearly. You definitely just need to position this. Yeah, you're going to may have to rework your spouts a little bit to feed it, but okay. It's definitely a very simple installation.
All right. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT. And that article, again, is called Rainwater Harvesting Collection System, and it's online right now at moneypit.com.
Well, today, better home design, fire-resistant materials, up-to-date electrical systems, these are all helping to reduce the risk of fires in your house. But while that's good news, fire risk always goes up in the winter, which makes this a great time to dial in fire protection advances for your home.
Yeah, and it starts with choosing the right kind of smoke detectors. They're not all the same. There's basically two types, an ionization detector and a photoelectric detector. Now, the ionization smoke alarms are generally more responsive to flaming fires, and the photoelectric smoke alarms are generally more responsive to fires that begin with a sort of long period of smoldering. It's a different type of fire. So for the best protection, it's recommended that you have both technologies in the house, so you have both types of detectors. But the good news is you can also purchase combination alarms that have both technologies in a single unit, so you don't have to have the extra alarms all over the place.
All right, now if we're talking about your kitchen, you want to look for a detector with a reset or silencer button that's going to allow you to shut down the detector for approximately 10 minutes during a nuisance alarm, like burnt toast or burnt French toast, or when your child decides to microwave chocolate chips in a plastic cup for 10 minutes, whatever it might be. I know that's a very specific example. I was just trying to be creative. Not that we've ever had that happen. But seriously, when something like that goes off and it's not really an issue, but there's smoke, you want to be able to sort of bypass that for a short amount of time while you deal with that smoke issue at hand. Now, testing, that is critical. You want to make sure that your detectors are tested at least once a month using that built-in test button that's on the detector itself. For detectors that are hardwired into your home's electrical system, you just want to check that the status light is flashing regularly, which means it is in working order. Now, how many detectors do you need? Well, there should be at least one detector installed per floor in your home. And because a quarter of all home fires start during typical sleeping hours, there should be a detector outside of each sleeping area and inside of each bedroom. So that's a lot, but you do need them. And it's weird because I know with teens, they say with like some kids, they have a really hard time hearing the alarm. So you want to make sure that you have a lot, that they're loud, that they will go off when you need them so that everybody can respond.
Yeah, also, you know, a lot of the detectors today are interconnected. So if one goes off, they all go off. So that's another thing to check for. And by the way, speaking of new modern detectors, check the age on the ones you have now, because they're always on, right? Just because you don't have a fire doesn't mean they're not working. They're always sampling. And if your detectors are more than 5 years old, they need to be replaced. So make that change. It'd just be a lot safer.
Tony in Iowa is having a hot and cold water situation. What's going on?
Well, I've got an electric water heater, and the main feed that comes in from the city that goes into my electric water heater, it's a cold line. But yeah, I get cold water to come out of my faucets and everything, but that cold water line up around through the water heater there, it's hot, the line when I touch it, and I'm just curious what's going on with that.
So you have an electric water heater, and that's going to be fed by a cold water line, and it's going to go through the water heater and come out as a hot water line.
That's correct.
Okay, and so what's the problem? So far, it's normal.
The water line that goes into the water heater, the cold water?
Yes, yep.
That line is hot.
Well, some of the heat from the water heater can be working its way back up the pipe. So you may be feeling some conductive heat that comes from the hot water in the water heater itself could be making that pipe warm. But if you go farther down the line, you're going to feel that it's cold again. It goes in cold and comes out hot, but the fitting right around the top might feel like it's a bit warm, but that's only because of the conductive heat of the water in the water heater coming back up the metal pipe.
Okay, that alleviates my concerns then.
Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Up next, hey, just because you're a renter, it doesn't mean that you've got to settle for high heating bills. We've got apartment-friendly tips to keep heated air from escaping and today's smart spending tip presented by Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card next.
Live in the Money Pit.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
Leslie, do you have that box I gave you?
The one you said not to open? Yeah, it's right here.
Okay, close your eyes and open it.
Is this a trick?
It's not alive, I promise. What do you feel?
Well, it's soft and smooth, but it's springy and fluffy, kind of like a big cotton square or maybe the stuff that's inside a comforter.
It's actually the new fiberglass insulation from Owens Corning.
You're kidding.
Open your eyes.
But this is really soft.
It's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation. Owens Corning has new fiber technology that makes the bats incredibly soft and smooth, but also stiffer, so the bats slide right into the cavity and don't slump or fall out. Okay, now pull it apart.
I mean, it's got delicate, even layers, kind of like a biscuit.
Yup, so it's easy to split and tuck behind pipes or wires.
I still can't believe it's fiberglass. Now, you said it's called Pink Next Gen Fiberglass Insulation?
Yup, check it out at pinknextgen.com. That's pinknextgen.com.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Well, taking care of a home, it really is a combination of a lot of feelings. First, you're so proud. You're so in love. This is your house. It's your thing. But then on the other side of it, you're totally terrified about all of the things that could go wrong, which, you know, is kind of like a regular relationship. You're super happy, but also like, whoa, what's going to happen? But I promise you, if you join us for the Money Pit podcast, we're going to help you plan, help you save some money, and spare you from those home improvement snafus.
You can subscribe for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Well, about now, most of us are spending more and more on heating this winter than we really would like to. But while homeowners can do things like purchase new energy-efficient heating systems, adding insulation or replacing windows, renters really don't have those same options to improve heat in a home since they don't own it. Or do they?
Well, actually, if you're a renter, you can make a few easy improvements that'll keep you warm and keep that money close at hand. And we've got a few tips to share in today's Smart Spending Tip, which is presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Now, first up, if your apartment's heating system and rental agreement allow, you ought to install a Wi-Fi-enabled programmable thermostat. This is going to have the heat kick in when you're home, but automatically dial it back when you're gone, because they have proximity sensors on them. You know, aside from just the timing where you can tell it to come on early and, you know, heat the house or go off when you leave, if there's no motion in that house that's going in front of that thermostat, it's going to know you're away and it'll automatically drop the heat to a point that you select, but not like super hot. So it's not basically heating an empty apartment.
Now, you also want to make sure that all of your heating registers or radiators aren't blocked. I know a lot of times they're in weird spots and you put a piece of furniture in front of them, but you want to make sure that you have them open as possible. You want that air to flow freely into each room of your apartment. Now, if your unit has radiators, you want to slide a heat-resistant reflector between that radiator and the wall, and that can help you send even more warmth into that space.
Yeah, and you know, another thing about radiators, if you're one of these folks that love to keep stuff on top of the radiators, don't. I'm not talking about a fire risk because it doesn't get that hot, but it blocks that flow, that convective loop of air, if you put stuff on top of it. And we're guilty of that in our house. So I'm always moving stuff that's on the radiator. You know, if the sweater got wet in the rain or whatever, you can put it on there for a day, not for 5 days. You know, it's got to come off. So, I mean, if you block that radiator, it's not going to work as well. And speaking of drafts, the cold kind, not just the warm kind, you want to look for possible air escape routes like around windows and doors and seal those off. Now, one of the ways you can do this is with a product that's called removable caulk or liquid weather stripping. And it goes on like caulk, so you're sort of caulking the window shut, and that seals it really well. But keep in mind, you can't open it. So if that window is part of your fire escape route, bad idea. But otherwise, if you've got an old drafting window and you don't have the money for a new one, or if you're a renter and, of course, you don't want to pay for a new one, just seal it with a removable caulk. You can peel it off in the springtime, and you'll be back with an operable window all over again.
Yeah, but I feel like that's only if you're sure, like 100% sure you're not going to open that window at all during the winter. I mean, you can open it. It just takes a little bit of extra work.
Yeah, we'd have to reseal it.
Yeah, you'd have to reseal it. You'd have to unseal it, reseal it, the whole shebang. But, you know, it's doable.
Yeah, but when you peel that stuff off, it comes off like, you know when you get like a credit card in the mail and has that like gooey stuff on the back of it? It's like that. It's kind of like pulls right off, and it doesn't break. So you can just pull it off in a flash. And if you had to reseal it, you could, but it's really for those old houses that have just, you know, the one-off window that's just really drafty and it's not part of any kind of a fire escape. Maybe it's even too small to get out of. It's just a good option to seal it off with that removable caulk.
So if you're a renter and all of these great ways to save some money sound good to you, you've got a lot of stuff that you want to do. You want to make sure that you're taking care of everything we listed before, but also feel around the apartment. Are there any drafts? Do you feel some air coming in on those exterior walls? You know, if you're feeling that, there's air coming through. And here's a big tip about where a lot of exterior air does get into the house. And you've got a ton of these holes all on the exterior walls around your entire home. You have any idea what I'm talking about? Talking about electrical outlets and light switches. I mean, those are basically like open cavities to the exterior practically. So you want to make sure that you seal those up and stop that icy air from leaking in. It's only going to up your heating bill. So there's a super simple solution. You can pick up some foam outlet gaskets. You can find them at the home center. They're shaped like the outlet or the switch. They go right into the cover. They seal the gaps around that light switch or the outlet. Then you put it back on and it's got a nice tight seal. So there's a lot to do. I mean, even if you you're a renter, you don't own the place, there are improvements that you can literally take with you. In the case, for example, of a thermostat, and they don't cost that much, but they're for sure going to save you a lot of money.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
All right, now we're heading over to Patty in Illinois, who's got a toilet that is running constantly. Tell us what's going on.
Well, it doesn't run constantly, but it runs about 5 seconds, you know, several times an hour. And it's gone to the point that my water bill has gone up quite a bit, and I'm needing to know if I need a new toilet or if I need new seals or a new handle pump, or what would you think?
It's actually an easy fix, and I mean, this tends to happen kind of regularly. You know, unfortunately, people don't realize that there's actually some level of toilet maintenance because, you know, it's just an appliance in your house that's there and you use it and you expect it to work. But inside the tank itself, there's a fill and a flush valve, and those need to be replaced. Not that often, but, you know, every couple of years or so. And, of course, now that you're dealing with this water running issue. Tom, is it Fluid Master?
Yeah, Fluid Master is sort of a mainstay of replacement valve parts. And, you know, they just wear out, Patty, over time. So this is a pretty easy fix.
And, I mean, it's probably $10 to get both of them. But if you go to Fluid Master's website, the only reason I recommend that is because on their website they've got a really great how-to video so you can actually see what the fill valve is, what the flush valve, the flapper valve, so you know exactly what you're looking at and how to replace it. And it's a really easy do-it-yourself project that you can, you know, do confidently and, you know, definitely decrease your water bill.
Thank you. That sounds wonderful. I appreciate it, and thank you so much for taking my call. Love your show.
All right, thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Well, one of the tests that are often done when buying a home is a radon test. But are they really necessary? Well, the answer depends on a lot of factors, so we're going to explain when the Money Pit returns.
Live in a Money Pit.
A building that's meant to last is not built overnight. And for centuries, the cornerstone has been crucial to guide each brick and wall that comes after. A strong community relies on many cornerstones. So at Cornerstone Community Bank, we've taken our name to heart. Whether it's your business or your family, we'll provide the financial cornerstone that you need to build on. We're local. We're community. We're your cornerstone. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at estategranite.com.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, We've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com
for details.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What are you working on? If it's your house, you're in the right place. You can reach out to us with your questions at 888-MONEYPIT or post them to moneypit.com. Leslie, we've got an email here from Donna who says she loves the show and she remembers you from Trading Spaces.
Oh, how fun.
Wow. So how about that?
Hey, thanks so much. I'm so glad. It was such a fun show.
We won't mention how many years ago that was because we don't want to make anybody feel older than them.
I was going to be like, wow, Donna, you and I are old. But then I was like, don't say that. Don't say that. But I just did. So my apologies, Donna. We are vintage, as they say, and I think that we only get better with age. So what's going on at Donna's place? She says, my question is there a difference between two and three hinged doors? I have four door frames with two hinges already, and I'm planning to replace only the doors. The doors I see in the big box store have three hinges. Can I put them up but just remove the middle hinge? Are they spaced the same if it's two versus three?
Well, I mean, look, she's trying to do what is actually a fairly complicated carpentry project. She's trying to fit a new door in an old opening, and hinges are only part of that challenge. You know, you're going to find that the opening is not exactly the right size. You'll probably want to buy a door that's slightly bigger, but then you have to cut it down to fit the opening. And then the hinge position, if it's already pre-hinged, so to speak, is almost guaranteed not to line up with the hinges you have now. So you have to do some work either to the door or to the jamb or maybe a little bit of work to both. And leaving that third hinge out, you could do that, but then you're going to have to fill the gap on the side of the door because it would have been sort of routed out to make that hinge lie flat. So this is actually a lot harder a question and harder a project than you imagine, Donna. I will say that if this is something you want to do, the easiest way to do this is to buy a pre-hung door where you're actually replacing the jambs at the same time, because now the jambs and the hinges are all one and designed to work together. But for you to buy just the slab, just the door itself, and try to make it fit the opening, that's a lot of work, and it takes a lot of skill. It is not a basic DIY project. So maybe you got somebody that's got that kind of skill set that can help you, but you need a pretty darn good carpenter to pull that off. Otherwise, I would just get a pre-hung door and start from scratch.
Ooh, Donna, something that was just about a simple hinge has become a big project. It's always what happens when you're doing something major like this that doesn't seem major. So good luck. And we can totally help each other out. We're standing by.
And that's why you never saw that project done on Trading Spaces, because it couldn't have been accomplished in 27.
We didn't have enough time. And actually, Tom, a half an hour program gets dropped down to 22 minutes with commercial breaks.
22 minutes.
So imagine how quickly we had to work and to make the paint dry in 22 minutes.
Yeah, but you usually take a week to film those episodes. So what did you do the rest of the time?
A week? Are you out of your mind? We had a day of scouting and shopping. So it was like the first time we saw the house in person outside of a video and a couple of drawings that a producer made. And then we had a full day and a half of a day, minus all the times that they'd be like, hey, let's stop and film this process. And you'd be like, I just want to get the project done. So we really didn't have a lot of time. But I am aware that we are responsible for a lot of not so nice bathroom stencils. I'm taking credit for that. I'm going for it.
You've been listening to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. We are so appreciative that you are, to give us this opportunity to come into your home, your car, your earbuds, your AirPods, however you listen, and allow us to help you get those projects done around your house. Remember, you can reach out 24/7 at 888-MONEYPIT or post your questions to moneypit.com. If we're not in the studio, we promise to get back to you the next time we are. Until then, I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
We'll be right back.
than a body pit.
KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday nights, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Battles over the future of abortion are setting up in state houses all around the country.
If the Supreme Court overturns the 1973 Roe v. Wade decision, lawmakers in state houses around the country want to be ready. 15 states, including Vermont, New Jersey, and Michigan, have moved to protect abortion access. California lawmakers are considering plans to become a sanctuary state for those seeking reproductive care. Meanwhile, more than 20 states already have laws on the books that would dramatically restrict abortion and are considering new bans if the high court allows it. Arizona, Florida, and West Virginia are weighing bans on the procedure after 15 weeks, similar to the Mississippi law under consideration. Abortion opponents like their chances.
Roe is not settled law.
Jeannie Mancini is the president of March for Life. She spoke at the rally in Washington on Friday.
Jennifer King reporting. Reacting to recent media images of trash-strewn railroad tracks in Los Angeles, the result in part of thieves stealing from passing rail cars and discarding the packaging, Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom claimed the state was committed both to prosecuting the thieves and cleaning up the messes they've left behind. But L.A. District Attorney George Gascon is blaming the Union Pacific Railroad for failing to adequately secure its train cars. A wind-driven wildfire in coastal California forcing evacuations in the sparsely populated Big Sur area. National Weather Service meteorologist Drew Peterson says the drought in California may have contributed to the spread even though it's the wet season.
There might have been a number of downed, dying trees that may have contributed to the spread despite the fuel moisture not being critically dry.
More news, more analysis. You can find them both at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
Zagorka here, and you know me. I am very cynical about products, especially those that claim to help people suffering from pain. So when I tell you that Relief Factor truly works, I want you to know that I mean it. I suffered from a stiff lower back for almost a decade, one so painful it made it difficult to kneel in church on Sundays. When I finally decided to give Relief Factor a try, I didn't ever imagine that I would find myself free of the pain. But that's what happened. Now I take Relief Factor every day. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Thousands gathered in European capitals today to protest recent coronavirus restrictions, including vaccine passports.
Demonstrations took place in Athens, Helsinki, London, Paris, and Stockholm. Marches in Paris drew hundreds of demonstrators protesting the introduction of a new COVID-19 pass. In Sweden, where proof of vaccination is needed to attend certain events, some 3,000 demonstrators marched through central Stockholm. In London, protesters chanted freedom as they marched against regulations requiring mandatory COVID-19 vaccination for British medical workers. Doctor and medic Ricky Allen says the British government is bullying its people.
But they picked on the wrong people with the NHS. A bully's picked a fight it cannot win. This is the end of the vaccine thing. It's going to implode now. The medical staff, nurses, porters, they won't have it.
Karen Chamas, London.
Witnesses say Islamic extremists abducted 17 girls in northeast Nigeria last week. More at townhall.com. Congress has taken a new step toward reining in the market dominance of big tech.
Bipartisan legislation advanced by a Senate panel would bar the dominant online platforms from favoring their own goods and services over those of rivals. It could, for example, prevent Amazon from steering customers to its own brands and away from competitors' products on its giant e-commerce platform. The bill also could bring restrictions for Google's search engine, which accounts for about 90% of web searches worldwide and routinely places its services at the top of search results. Patrick Frost reporting.
General Motors planning to spend about $154 million to revamp an old factory about 30 miles outside of Buffalo, New York, so it can make a key part for electric vehicle motors. The move will add some 230 jobs in the Lockport plant, where about 1,500 people are already employed. Check out more on these stories. Log on to townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy and me on the last Thursday of each month for North State Now as we discuss things that men talk about. If you ever wanted to hear what men talk about when they're all together, tune in at 6 p.m. the last Thursday of each month and hear politics, hunting, the bourbon of the month, and much more. All of this on KCNR, 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
Alan Gordon, Coachmaster Collision. Although Coachmaster is recognized as the authority and specialist in frame and suspension, we are primarily your auto body and truck collision repair center. This includes all vehicles, Lexus, Honda, or pickup trucks. Our technicians are highly trained and have the most advanced equipment to ensure a complete and quality repair. With our knowledge and the insurance claim process, all we need is your claim number to handle your claim. Coachmaster has a great working relationship with all insurance companies. This ensures a complete repair with quality parts and a delay-free process. At Coachmaster, in our 50 years in business, we've experienced almost every situation imaginable in a claim. This experience and personal dedication to the repair of your vehicle sets Coachmaster apart from all other choices. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com.
Money Pit is presented by Bank of America. Now here are Tom and Leslie.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
What projects are you working on? If you've got a job you want to do, if you've got a dream that you want to pursue for the spring, for the summer ahead, you want to do some planning, you want to know if you can do it yourself, whether you should get a pro, how do you find a pro, how do you know the pro's going to do a good job? You know, questions like that, that's what we do. We're here to help you get moving on those home improvement, those home remodeling, those home decor projects around your house. And all you need to do is help yourself first by reaching out to us and calling in those questions. 1-888-MONEYPIT is the phone number. That's 888-666-3974. Or you can post your questions to us at moneypit.com. Coming up on today's show, winter is rough on roofs. I mean, with all the snow and the ice and the freeze and the thaw cycles, roofs take a lot of punishment. That's why now is a good time to plan for any roof work that might be needed to be done come spring. We're going to share tips for a DIY roof check and also how to know if your roof just needs to be repaired or if it needs to be totally replaced in today's smart spending tip.
And also ahead, do you have closets that seem to be busting at the seams? Well, we've got steps for a simple closet makeover that takes less than an hour or two to get done, and it's going to help you find the space that you need.
And if you'd like to make your home more energy efficient, a home energy audit is a great place to start. We'll share some details on how to get this done, and we'll highlight a DIY option.
But first, let's get to work. What are you guys working on? We want to hear from you on all of your home improvement projects, your decor projects, the projects that you're dreaming of, the projects that you're trying to forget about because maybe they didn't go so great and you want us to help you. Whatever it is, we are true.
No judgment here.
We're standing by. So let us give you a hand, okay? Give us a call at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, let's get to it. Leslie, who's first?
Risa in Oregon, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help you today?
Well, I need someone to recommend a really good gutter guard so that I don't have to keep cleaning my gutters all the time, because every time we're up there, it gets more dangerous because we're getting older, and they keep getting clogged because we have big trees around our house. We have maple, ash, and big firs. And so consequently, you've got tiny little needles, pointy little seeds, and big, flat, wide ones.
Okay, well, there's a number of different types of gutter guards, and on MoneyPit.com, we have a very popular article that kind of walks you through the different types and tells you whether or not they're worth it or not. The type of gutter guard that I seem to like the best are the ones that are mesh, a really thin mesh that has tiny holes in it that are permanently attached to the gutters themselves. And then the water basically runs through it and the leaves kind of wash off it. So I've had good success with that type of gutter guard personally. So that's something that you might want to look into. They also have different types of nylon gutter guards, or one called, like we call it, the bottle brush, where like the brush sort of lays in the gutter. But the kind that are mesh, I think, seem to work the best. There's a number of manufacturers out there that do that. And then the second type I would look at is called the reverse curve. And that's a piece of metal that goes up under the roof shingle and over the top of the gutter. And basically, because water will sort of hug that gutter guard, it will run into the gutter and the leaves will wash over the top. But if you go to MoneyPit.com and search for cost of gutter guards, are they worth it? You'll find that story and it'll walk you through all the options.
Well, I can try, but the biggest problem I've had is the big, fat maple leaves, because they just stick to just about every gutter thing I've tried, and
I bet
the water
goes
over them.
Right. Well, I'm telling you, I think a lot of the gutter guards that are out there, you find home centers just don't work very well. But I've found that the reverse curve and the mesh gutter guards seem to be the best. I will caution you, though, one sort of problem I have with the gutter guard industry is they tend to try to hard sell you on these systems. So I would just make sure I find a very reputable company to deal with on that. I remember having a very bad experience some years ago where I was just strolling down the boardwalk in New Jersey, and there was a home show going on, and there was a gentleman there that was just kind of pulled me out of the crowd, wanted to sell me in gutter guards, and so I just kind of let him talk, and man, I could not get him to tell me how much his product cost. He kept trying to get my wife and I home in the house at the same time so that he could try to close the deal. And I'm saying, look, what if I had a 60-foot ranch, you know, with a one-story house with 4 liters and a gutter in the front and back? I was trying to think of, like, the simplest gutter job I could think of. Even then, he could not, or probably more accurately, would not quote me what his prices were. So that's a problem. It shouldn't be that hard to figure this out. So just be careful in making sure you find a good guy. Head on over to homeadvisor.com and read the reviews on the roofing contractors there. I'm sure you could find one through that site.
I will. I'll check yours first and go to the next one.
John in Missouri is on the line and is needing some help purchasing a new money pit. How can we help you?
Me and my wife are planning on building a guest house on our property, and we were wondering if it'd be better to build from the ground up or to have a prefabricated house built.
Well, either is a really good option. You know, the advantage of prefab homes is that they go together much more quickly, and there's various levels of prefabrication. You know, you can get the home built in sections, or you can get a panelized home where the walls are assembled, and, you know, I've seen many of these homes go together, and they're extremely well built. You know, building a lot of these things in a factory gives you the ability to control a lot of things it's hard to control on the site. You know, accuracy of all the cutting and the measurements and the humidity of the wood and that sort of thing.
I think either way, you really can't go wrong. And building it prefab would bring it together quicker if that's something that you're interested in.
Nice. Oh, thank you.
All right. Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us, John, at 1-888-MONEYPIT, and let us know how that build goes.
Thank you.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Hey, if your roof is showing signs of leaks or wear and tear, you might be wondering if it can be repaired or replaced.
We'll tell you what you need to know to make that determination in today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card, next.
You live in a money pit.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either. I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. 800-472-4286. That's 800-472-4286.
This is a great time of year to add a new floor, and LL Flooring has just launched a new category of flooring that's among the most durable we've ever seen.
Yeah, and it's called Duravana. Duravana is a hybrid resilient flooring that offers all the benefits homeowners need.
It's incredibly scratch and dent resistant, completely waterproof, and it looks like real hardwood, replicating the natural colors, grain, and texture.
Duravana is also easy to install, eco-friendly, and retails for just $3.99 a square foot at LL Flooring stores nationwide and online at llflooring.com. There's nothing like the look of natural stone, but did you know that you can transform surfaces all around your home with real stone? With Deich Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Deich Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance, and you can do it yourself. Get Deich Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's, and start planning your next project today at DeichCoatings.com.
Hey, listen up. Before the weather changes, get new windows in your home and save possibly hundreds on your energy bill. Call the Window Replacement Hotline right now and take advantage of their special savings event. Get your leaky, drafty windows replaced with energy-efficient, beautiful, virtually maintenance-free windows at this year's rock-bottom prices. Our prices are so low, we don't want to scare the competition. The only way to hear about our window savings is to call. Yes, you must call our special toll-free number for the best window replacement prices in town. Get your new windows, patio doors, and more from the Window Replacement Hotline. Get ready for the change in weather. Save on your energy bill. Call right now for tremendous prices on new windows and beautify your home. Call the Window Replacement Hotline now.
800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. 800-337-2346. That's 800-337-2346.
Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of the Money Pit.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, where we make good homes better. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you guys need some help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decor project? Well, on the Money Pit podcast, we're going to share some tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your spaces.
You can follow us at moneypit.com/podcast. Or wherever you get your pods.
Kathy in Massachusetts is on the line with a crumbling basement wall. Tell us what's going on at your money pit.
Our house was sold about 1802. That's the earliest records that we have. And the chimneys are literally turning to dust in the basement. The bricks themselves, they're not just crumbling. They have become dust. And I need to know there anything we can do to salvage them? Or if we take them down, does it compromise the stability of the whole building?
Well, it definitely would not compromise the stability of the building because chimneys are not part of the structure. They just hold themselves up. Now, are these active chimneys or inactive chimneys? Are they being used for a fireplace or for the heating system?
No, we are afraid to use them for fireplaces.
Okay, no, that's wise. Well, how is your heating system being vented, Kathy, if it's not through the chimney?
There's two fireplaces in the building that extend up to the second floor to the roof, and we have a gas boiler that is vented through one of them, but we can actually vent it to the outside.
Is the chimney that's deteriorating the one that the gas boiler is in?
Both of them are. One of them was a cooking oven back in the 1800s. They used it for a school for young girls and taught them the fine arts of cooking, and that is a large walk-in fireplace, and it's just totally crumbled. The bricks are falling out, and a lot of it's just dust. The other one is a little better shape, but it's still turning to dust.
All right, well, first of all, it would be highly unlikely that either of them are safe to use because they're not lined. Now, the process of lining, there's a number of ways to do that, but one process of lining is where they drop a tube down the middle of the chimney itself, and they pour a concrete kind of slurry mix around the outside of the tube, and then deflate the tube and pull it out. That process can actually make the chimney stronger. If that's something you're interested in, you could explore that. It's probably costly. If you want to just get rid of the chimneys and the fireplaces, then that's totally fine. And what you'll do is essentially disassemble them from the top down and then roof over the openings. As long as you're not going to use them and you have no plans for it, I see no reason to keep them.
All right. Sounds like a good plan for us.
Good luck. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Jim in Ohio is on the line with a question about insulation. What are you working on?
I'm looking at remodeling my basement, and I'm looking for something with that's going to help insulate it, plus dampen some of the sound from the basement.
So a couple of things. First of all, do you want to insulate the foundation walls, or do you just want to insulate the basement ceiling?
Actually, both.
So there's a foil-encapsulated fiberglass bat insulation that's designed specifically for basement walls. The foil has a water resistance to it, so it stands up to the moist, damp area. So that's something that you could do there.
Okay, great.
In terms of the insulation, you could use standard fiberglass insulation, but contrary to popular belief, fiberglass insulation by itself is not a material that's going to block a lot of sound. If you want to block sound, you probably should use a sound-resistant drywall. There are different types of drywall products. I think one's called Quiet Rock. There are others that once you apply it to the ceiling, you apply it like normal drywall, but it's a lot heavier, and it has sort of a sound-resistant batten structure to it. It's also much more expensive. But you can special order at a home center and use that on the ceiling, and that will make it quieter. But the devil is in the details when it comes to quiet construction. And wherever you have like a ceiling fixture or light fixtures or any kinds of perforations in that ceiling, they have to be packed also with a soundproofing material, which kind of looks like a clay that sort of fits behind it. But if you just want to try to do, you know, the best you can without going to that level of detail, then maybe just apply the sound-resistant drywall, and you know it'll be probably the quietest basement on the block.
Great. Thank you. That'll work.
Well, winter is pretty rough on roofs. I mean, with all the snow and the ice and the freeze-thaw cycles, roofs take a lot of punishment this time of year. And that's why now is a good time to plan for any roof work that might be needed to keep your home nice and dry come spring. But what is the smartest way to go? Repair the roof or replace it? We've got that answer in today's Smart Spending Tip presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card.
Now, the first step is to evaluate the roof's wear and tear. Older roof shingles are generally made from a cotton or glass fiber base. Then that base is covered with an asphalt coating. Now, as the sun heats the roof, the asphalt dries out. So you've got to check your roof for signs of wear and tear. The easiest and safest way that you can do that is to use binoculars and then check for cracked and curled or even broken shingles from the safety of the ground.
Now, if you've got a worn section and maybe it's just limited to a small area, for example, I used to see this all the time when I was home inspecting. If you have, say, like a porch roof that intersects with like the second story of the house, sometimes you'll get not only direct sunlight, but you get reflected sunlight off of that wall, and that can actually sort of wear out just that one area. That's totally replaceable without the entire roof being done. But if the whole roof's looking that way, you may have to start to sort of rethink about replacing the entire roof. And if that's in order, you also need to determine how many roof layers make sense, because usually you can add one additional layer of shingles for a total of two layers. But that said, if you do a tear-off, though, it's not such a bad idea, because even if you have just one layer down, because the second layers don't cool well, and they tend to advance the sort of deterioration of the first layer because they hold a lot of heat, and shingles are essentially an oil-based product, and when that dries out, the shingle cracks. So one layer is the best option, and also if you're going to be in that house for most of the life of that roof, it also makes sense. If you're in for a short period of time, then, you know, that roof's going to last 5 years whether you're there or not.
Now, if your roof is actually leaking, you've got to check the flashing. Now, if the flashing is loose or deteriorated, it's probably responsible for most of those roof leaks, and that can be a pretty easy repair. Finally, if you do find that you do need a new roof, you want to make sure to improve your roof ventilation at the same time, because a cool attic is going to keep the roof cooler, and a cool roof means that your roofing shingles, whichever you use, are going to last a lot longer.
And the best type of vents to add are passive vents. Those are the vents that don't use energy. They're really better than like an attic fan, for example. I like continuous ridge and soffit systems. They're ideal. Those vents are inexpensive, and they can actually be added to a house of any age.
And that's today's Smart Spending Tip, presented by the Bank of America Customized Cash Rewards Credit Card. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding.
Fran in Tennessee is on the line, and her French door has developed rot. What is going on?
Well, we live in a 150-year-old house, and over the years as we moved in here, we've done repairs and modernized some things. So we had a French door put in the dining room. It's covered in a metal flashing around the outside, but we didn't realize at the outset that it was a composite door. And over the years, it has developed rain rot. It's the only thing it has just fallen away at the bottom, about 6 to 8 inches up. We covered the door with a 4x8 piece of plywood to keep rain off of it, but we don't know what to do. Is it repairable, or would it be best just to replace the entire door?
This is screaming replacement to me.
I was afraid you were going to say.
Well, listen, you've already covered it with a sheet of plywood. So, I mean, if you called me and you said, listen, I got a hole in my door because it's rotted out and it's a few inches from the bottom, I would tell you there's different materials that you can use to fill those rotted holes back in with, that are sort of like packing a cavity. You know, there's two part epoxy patching materials. You mix them together, you put it in there, you sand it, and then you can, you know, prime it and paint it. You can use auto body putty for stuff like that too, and you press it in there, let it dry again, sand it, paint it, and good to go. But at this point, it sounds to me like this door has given you all the years of service it has to offer, and I would think about getting a new door. And I would tell you specifically, Fran, to look at the new fiberglass entry doors that are out there, because they could look like a painted door, or they could look like a beautiful wood door. You know, there's lots of qualities of that fiberglass today where it looks pretty darn good. And the nice thing about it is it's completely impervious to water, and it's 5 or 6 times more energy efficient than wood.
It does, and thank you for talking with me. I appreciate it.
I hope that helps you out. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, now we're heading over to Iowa, where Chad has a question about condensation on a bay window. What's going on, Chad?
Hi, I have it's a bay window that's got the three windows. The center one's larger than the other two on the outside. On the center one, I get a condensation problem in the kind of an oval shape directly in the center of that window. Can't seem to figure out why it's doing it.
So, Chad, is this window a thermal pane window or a double or triple pane window?
It is double pane.
And the condensation, of course, is in between the panes of glass?
Correct.
Yep. So what's happened here is the seal between those panes of glass has failed, and it's allowed warm, moist air to get in there. So especially as it gets cold outside, you have that warm, moist air striking the cold glass on the exterior. And then as the air chills, it releases its moisture and it condenses, much as what would happen, say, in the summer if you were outside with a glass of iced tea or soda and you got moisture on the outside of the glass. That's the condensation that you're seeing. Now, there's not really a great solution here, because once the window panes fail like that,
you have to pretty much replace the entire window pane. Now, it's possible that you could have a pro take this window apart and replace just that one section, but it's just not easy. If there is good news, it's this. It'll have a minor impact on your energy efficiency, so it's mostly a cosmetic problem that you're experiencing. So if you can live with the look, just live with it. It may get a little bit worse, it may get a little bit better depending on the temperature difference between outside and inside, but you know, it's not going to affect the window in any other way.
Yeah. Okay, I appreciate it.
Good luck with that project. Thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
You are tuned to the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Hey, are you guys always short on closet space? I feel like every closet in my home is busting at the seams. So we're going to share some quick closet organizing solutions next. 888 Money Pit.
Is your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio looking old and worn? Well, time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake, discolor, and just look dull. But now, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces with new QuickCrete Recap Concrete Resurfacer at a fraction of the cost of replacing it, and you can do it yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for Recap, visit QuickCrete.com. That's QuickCrete.com. Installing a tiled backsplash countertop or shower wall really improves the look and function of a home. It's not a hard job if you have the right materials. That's why I like SimpleMat and Simple Grout by Custom Building Products.
There's no mortar, no mixing, and no mess. SimpleMat is a strong adhesive mat that instantly and permanently bonds tile to your wall, then immediately grout with pre-mixed Simple Grout, so your project can be completed in one day.
Find SimpleMat and Simple Grout at Home Depot and HomeDepot.com. Learn more at thesimplemat.com.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Salato, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining, the birds are singing, and there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that, and it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple, naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet, Mount Shasta spring water.
Berks Construction Management is a local Reading business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
Aloha, this is Kevin, operations manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868. 221-5868. MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to an North State with no more homeless vets.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. With all the talk about gun control and stripping firearms rights from law-abiding citizens, I just want you to remember that our country was founded on the idea that we would each be accountable to ourselves and each other for the safety of our society. Another important responsibility we have is a safe and effective use of a firearm. If that is your choice, give NFI a call at 999-1822 or find and register for one of our popular CCW courses at usgunpro.com. Remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Making good homes better. This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Hey, do you need some help with a renovation, a repair, or even a decorating project? Well, we're going to share some expert tips, ideas, and inspiration to help you avoid the perspiration when it comes to improving your space.
And you can help yourself first by picking up the phone and calling us at 1-888-MONEYPIT or posting your questions to moneypit.com.
We've got Cindy in Michigan on the line who wants to talk about reducing energy costs. How can we help you?
Is there a way to lower your electric bills by generating your own electricity? I've heard of solar panels and windmills, and seems like they cost a lot of money to get them going, and I'm wondering, is it actually feasible financially to do something like that?
Yeah, well, first of all, the most effective way to cut those energy costs, and especially if we're talking about heating and cooling energy, is to improve the energy efficiency of your home. And the single most important way or easiest way to do that is by improving insulation. It's amazing how many people simply don't have enough insulation. In a state like Michigan, you're certainly going to want to have 15 to 20 inches of insulation in your attic. Now, as to your question about generating your own power, there are some programs that are run by state governments and by utility suppliers that include different sorts of rebates and different sorts of purchase, I don't want to say schemes, but sort of plans for getting that equipment to your house. So, for example, in my part of the country, they have offers where you don't actually pay for the initial installation. There, you partner with an energy company that does the installation of solar panels, and then as it generates energy, you get to keep some of that, and some of that goes back to the utility company, and eventually it pays off the cost of that installation. So I would investigate solar programs in your area and rebates that might be available. Start with the utility companies and go from there, because if there's a favorable program, that's the only way it makes them cost effective. You are correct in that a lot of these things are very expensive and don't make a lot of economic sense. But if there's rebate money available either locally at the state level or federally, it does make sense.
Okay, so you would just call your energy company then?
I would start there with your utility company or simply do some research online for rebates that are available in your area. Okay, Cindy?
All right, thank you.
You're very welcome. Good luck with that project.
Well, if you're short on closet space, it's a problem that faces you every single time you open the door. I mean, if you can even close that door in the first place to then open it, or if it's not just like springing open at you. Well, here's a way that you can tackle a closet cleaning in less than an hour or two, and it's definitely going to do some good for your sanity at the same time. First of all, empty it. And if you're going to empty a closet, you're probably going to need 3 hours. But I'm just saying, you got to empty the closet, because that's always what happens to me. I empty it, and then you want to do other stuff. So if you're starting with a clean slate, that's really the best way. And it's the only way that you're going to be able to see what you want to keep, what you don't want, is by looking at everything and then figuring out what that space is that you've got to work with. And definitely when you're going through your clothes or whatever you keep in that space that you're organizing, look at it. Is it something that you wear or use often? Then obviously you're going to keep it. If it's something that you wear or use maybe once a year, or it's your skinny whatever or your, oh, just in case I need this. Maybe you don't need that, and that can free up a ton of space. So you definitely want to think about what you always use, what you kind of need to reconsider, and what you definitely don't, and then figure out if you're donating that. And then remember, if you've got somewhere else, like an attic or a space that you just don't get to that often, but it's a something that you're like, oh, I just can't part with this, I may need it, put it in that space where it's not taking up valuable space of a spot you could get to every day.
Yeah, and finally, let's talk about organization. If you've got a bit of a budget, you can buy closet organizers because, you know, remember, an organized closet is a really good selling point for potential buyers as well. But even if you don't buy an organizer, you need to figure out which items you use the most and make them the easiest to access. And once you're done, you'll have a pretty much fast and free. And once you're finished, your closet will be, once again, perfectly organized, and you can go ahead and mess it up right after that.
No, you always get a good week, and then it's a disaster again.
Yeah, sorry, yeah. First week you're like, oh, this goes with the small clothes. This goes with the jewelry. My shoes go here. And then a few days later, you're like, just throw it in there.
Sparky and George is on the line with a question about cleaning a bathroom. How can we help you today?
I live in a subdivision, about 65 employees out in the country. I actually test the water on a daily basis for the chlorine and report that at the end of the month to the local provider. I've got a two-bedroom house. In one bathroom, I've got no problem with the water in the tank or the bowl. In the master bedroom, I've got the bath where it's got a black ring, water ring, and I've replaced the water line, the inside of the water tank, replaced the entire bowl, and it continues to come up. Even after we clean the bowl, we still get that black water ring.
So you're able to remove it, but it comes back.
That's correct.
And it only shows up on that bathroom and not others.
That's correct. And the products that we've gotten from the store shelf have not been able to help either. And we've actually gone to the internet and says the more chlorine you put in it, the more that black ring will come back. But we clean the both bathrooms with the same products.
Are the toilets the same age?
The same age, yes. I've called the water company and they said they don't have a clue. And like I said, I'd sampled the water and tested it every day for the monthly reports.
I wonder if there's something different about the porcelain finish on that toilet. For example, if one toilet's finish was, maybe it was scrubbed more over the years, and as a result, it's worn off some of its porcelain, so it's a bit more porous and becomes more of a trap for bacteria to kind of grow in. And I'm speculating here. I'm kind of shooting from the hip, Sparky, because I know that you've tried all of the sort of normal things. But it's confusing that it happens just in this one particular bathroom with this one particular toilet. I guess given everything that you've done, have you considered just replacing the toilet and seeing if that does it?
Well, that we've done. In fact, I got to go back and you may be onto something, because one bowl is round, which is the one issue that we've got. The other bathroom, it is oblong. So they were same manufacturer, but two different bowls.
That would be the only thing that seems left, because you've done everything else.
I was just wondering if there was some product on the market other than Coca-Cola.
Yeah. Look, there's a lot of products that clean this, but it's not going to stop from coming back. I mean, the go-to product for me is CLR. Have you used that yet?
No, I have not.
So that's an old standby. Take a look at CLR, calcium. It stands for calcium, lime, and rust. It basically is one of the best toilet bowl cleaners out there, inexpensive, and give that a shot. But if it continues to develop that issue, I might consider replacing the toilet if it's really bothersome. Either that, or get one of those Tidy Bowl men with the blue dye, so you just don't notice it.
Correct. Yeah, there you go. Thank you very much.
All right, Sparky, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Give us a call with your home repair, your home improvement question 24/7 right here at 888 Money Pit. Coming up, if you'd like to make your home more energy efficient, a home energy audit is a great place to start. We're going to share details on how you can get this done and highlight a DIY option next.
Live in the Money Pit.
Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With Quikrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. Quikrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quikrete.com, Quikrete.com.
Learn how thousands of smart homeowners are investing about a dollar to avoid expensive home repair bills. John, a former non-customer, said, "My air conditioner broke and I had to spend $1,900 to fix it." Jeff, a customer, wrote, "My air conditioner broke and I got a new one at no out-of-pocket cost." Mary, a former non-customer, wrote, "My heating system stopped running. I had to spend $3,000 to get a new one." Lisa, a customer, wrote, "My heater stopped working. I got it fixed at no out-of-pocket cost." For about $1 a day, you can have all the major appliances and systems in your home guaranteed fixed or replaced with HSC's home warranty coverage. Call now, and the first month is free. If the lines are busy, please call back. 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217. That's 800-870-6217. 800-870-6217.
There's nothing like the look of natural stone. But did you know you can transform all surfaces around your home with real stone? With Dice Coatings, it's as easy as painting. Dice Coatings decorative stone finishes can renew your patio, pool deck, garage floor, and even your countertops with lasting beauty and performance. And you can do it yourself. Get Dice Coatings products online through the Home Depot and Lowe's and start planning your next project today at DiceCoatings.com.
Does your current bathroom need to be updated immediately? Introducing One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling, the complete and hassle-free way to get the new bathroom of your dreams in as little as one day, and for as little as $199 a month. Yes, the experts at One Day Bath and Shower Remodeling will come to you anywhere in the country and show you all the customized options. Now you can have a brand new bathroom in as little as one day. Large or small bathrooms, if you want a new bathtub or shower installed, we can do it in as little as one day. And if you call right now, you can save $750 off your remodel. We make it easy by offering you financing as low as $199 per month. Call now to schedule your free in-home consultation.
855-719-3102. 855-719-3102. That's 855-719-3102.
The Money Pit is presented by LL Flooring, the official flooring partner of The Money Pit.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit Home Improvement Show. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. And if you enjoy The Money Pit, you will never miss an episode when you follow us on Apple Podcasts.
You can sign up for free at moneypit.com/podcast or wherever you get your pods.
Laura in South Carolina, you've got The Money Pit. How can we help you today?
We have a deck on the back of our house that we, about 2 years ago, put a product on it that makes it like an anti-slip texture. And the coating is starting to chip off in big chunks. So we were thinking about using that deck over, or over deck, I think it's called. And when we were at Home Depot, we noticed that they have something else that was an option. They're actually foot squared tiles. They're like a thick rubber that you actually use glue to adhere onto the deck, and then you cover your deck that way. My concern is, if you apply that onto the deck, will that rot the wood?
Well, Laura, I'm not familiar with rubber tiles, but there are polypropylene tiles or plastic tiles or composite tiles that are on the market that are designed to cover old decks. And the way these work is they sit on top of the deck boards and they usually lock together. And some of them are quite attractive. There's a product called Cover Deck that comes in dozens of different colors and shapes and designs that could look really neat. And it's not going to be slippery and it's going to look great. I am concerned if you're gluing something down to the wood deck. I agree that something like rubber glued to wood is bound to let some water underneath, and it's certainly not going to evaporate. These composite tiles or the plastic tiles usually have a bit of space under them, which allows the wood to breathe and dry out. And really, that's the issue. If you hold water against it, you will get decay. So I would take a look at some of the tile products that allow you to cover these decks
and probably avoid anything that's rubbery that you're going to glue down.
Okay, so the glue is okay as long as there's a gap or some sort of gap between the wood.
It's okay to cover it as long as there's airspace so it dries out.
Okay, perfect. All right, thank you.
Well, if you're interested in making your home more efficient, the first step is to have a home energy assessment. Now, a home energy assessment, or audit, as you may sometimes hear it called, is a way to measure your home's energy efficiency and find out where you can make improvements to better it.
Now, to be valuable, energy assessments need to be thorough and they need to be done properly. Now, most of the time, pros do these inspections in person, but because of COVID concerns, remote energy assessments have become more popular. In a remote assessment, you basically walk through the house with your tablet or your smartphone while the assessor is online with you, and then basically will be directed by the assessor to look at all the areas that will be part of that inspection.
You know, show me the corner. Show me the this. You're just going to be running around your house. But it really is a great way you can do it. Now, you can also do your own sort of DIY home energy assessment. The Department of Energy offers a walkthrough checklist on energy.gov that will guide you through the process. And while it might not be as thorough as some of the professional home energy assessments out there, it can pinpoint some of the easier areas that you can address.
Yeah, but you know what? Whether you hire a pro or you do it yourself, starting any energy efficiency upgrades first with a home assessment makes a lot of sense. You'll be glad you did because you'll know that whatever improvement you choose to do is the most important one to save energy and save money and increase comfort in your home.
Jack in Nebraska is on the line with a flooring question. How can we help you?
I wanted to put a new floor in my basement, and somebody has told me that some of these new engineered wood products, like the snap-together floors, they said that some of those are okay for basement application now. Is there any truth to that?
It's absolutely true. Now, just keep in mind that when it comes to wood flooring, there's pre-finished wood flooring, which is solid, and that's not rated for a basement. And then there's pre-finished wood flooring, which is engineered. Now, engineered flooring is essentially made up of many layers of wood. It's a bit like plywood in that you have different layers glued together at opposing angles, except with the engineered wood flooring, the top layer is hardwood, and it looks just like solid hardwood. In fact, once it's down, you really can't tell the difference. And because it's made up of different layers that are glued together at opposing angles, it's dimensionally stable, and it can be exposed to moisture or humidity like you have in the basement, without swelling and cracking and splitting. And so, yes, engineered wood flooring is a perfect choice for a basement. And if you want another option, you could look at laminate floor, also modular in the sense that it locks together. And laminate flooring comes in many, many, many different types of sizes and shapes and colors. In fact, I saw some reclaimed lumber-looking laminate floor recently at a big trade show that was just spectacular. I mean, it really looked like the original wood floor. So lots of options there for basement flooring. Just don't go with solid.
Okay. Well, you answered my question. Thank you very much.
You're welcome, Jack. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
Thanks so much for stopping by the Money Pit. Well, good lighting is an important part of home design, so we're going to share some tips to brighten your decor when the Money Pit returns.
You live in a money pit.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria, and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
Are you not getting treatment for a work injury because of denials? Call me, Patrick Gorman, attorney at law, at 530-262-2168, and I will get you results. The insurance company and your employer have an attorney working hard for them. You need somebody fighting for you. When you call Gorman Law, you're going to speak with me, not a paralegal, because the last thing you should be worried about is whether or not your attorney is working for you. There's no cost until your case is settled. Consultations are free and confidential. Call today, 530-262-2168. That's 530-262-2168.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Yes.
Where home solutions live, this is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show, on air and online at MoneyPit.com. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti. Post your questions or write in at MoneyPit.com. And we've got one from Marianne who says, I have plaster walls in my house and they've got cracks. I try to fix the cracks with paper tape and nylon wall tape, but the cracks keep coming back through the mudding. How can I fix them permanently?
Plaster cracks are pretty typical. When the plaster is first installed, it's troweled through a lath, and the lath's made of wood, and it gets behind the lath, and that's kind of how it gets held to the wall. But over time, it will loosen, and as that settlement occurs, it will sort of separate from the lath, and that's why simply just trying to cover the crack with a coat of plaster or a coat of spackle is not going to work. What you have to first do is secure that loose plaster, and there are a couple of ways to do that. One of them is called a plaster washer, which, think of it, it's kind of like, if you know what a fender washer is, it's like a really big circle but a small hole. It's kind of like that, but it's made out of plastic. And you essentially drill it into the seam, into the crack, and that basically holds that plaster tight against the wood lath. And then once it's secured in place, then you can put tape and spackle on top of it, and you got a pretty good chance of it staying that way. But just spackling over that when it's plaster, it's just so loose because it's moving away from the wood lath behind it, that's not going to work.
All right, now we've got a post here from Sarah in New York who writes, I want to know what I should be using to caulk around the tub where the porcelain meets the tile, silicone or latex. I've heard the two don't mix, so if I already have one type, should I stay with the same?
Well, I mean, you don't want to put a second layer of either of them on top of each other, and I wouldn't even put a second layer if it was the same. In other words, if I knew it was silicone, I wouldn't put a second layer of silicone on it. You always want to take all the old caulk out and start from scratch. Now, if you have a hard time doing that, there is a product that's called a caulk softener. It's kind of like it's the caulk version of paint remover, where basically you apply it to the caulk and it will soften it and make it easier for you to kind of scrape it all out. But get it out and then wipe that whole joint down with a bleach solution, maybe one part bleach, three parts water. Let it dry and then re-caulk it. You can use a latex caulk, you can use a silicone caulk, but if you go latex, make sure it has mildicide in it so it doesn't grow mold.
All right, I hope that helps you out.
Well, if you're like most of us, there are probably some areas of your home that are just not lit very well. And having said that, good lighting is really important. Not only will it make your home look bigger, it can also be a lot safer. Leslie's got some tips on how you can step up that lighting in today's edition of Leslie's Last Word. Leslie?
First of all, in your living and reading areas, you obviously need plenty of floor lamps and table lamps, but you just want to make sure that those lamps point toward the activity and not toward you. Now, one area where direct lighting is super important is the kitchen. If you have one main overhead light source, you might want to consider adding additional pendant fixtures above the work surfaces, and then even task lights mounted under the cabinets. Now, if you have a room that's tough to fill with natural light, like maybe you only have one window, an easy fix there is to place mirrors in strategic places, and that's going to help bounce the light around the room, but also make the room feel a bit larger. And if somebody in your family has vision problems, you can take advantage of high contrast colors. You want to put a dark switch plate on a light wall and choose bright colors for the furniture and accessories. If you want some more easy lighting tips, head on over to MoneyPit.com and we can help you out there.
This is the Money Pit Home Improvement Show. Coming up next time on the program, do you have a room where maybe the wallpaper stands between you and a good fix-up? Wallpaper is tough to remove, but we're going to share some tips to make it a lot quicker and easier on the next edition of the Money Pit. I'm Tom Kreitler.
And I'm Leslie Segretti.
Remember, you can do it yourself,
but you don't have to do it alone.
When it comes to best breakfast, you know Black Bear Diner is the place to be. But have you considered feeding your dinner bear there? Nothing says comfort like slow-cooked pot roast, house-made meatloaf, or a tender, breaded chicken fried steak. These dinners will take you back to the best home cooking comfort you know. Served daily at Black Bear Diner at 2605 Hilltop Drive.
Black Bear Diner.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Rules instituted by Democrats requiring lawmakers to wear masks at the Capitol are being routinely sidestepped by Republicans, underscoring the scorched earth environment in the House when it comes to the coronavirus.
Republicans and Democrats for much of the pandemic have strongly disagreed over what rules should be instituted to keep the Capitol and the public at large safe. Republicans on the House Intelligence Committee this week refused to comply with a request from Chairman Adam Schiff for all members to get tested for COVID-19 before attending a scheduled briefing on Iran. Committee ranking Republican Michael Turner of Ohio made a point on Wednesday of announcing at the weekly GOP leadership press conference that he and other members of the panel wouldn't agree to get tested before the closed-door briefing set for the next day. Bernie Bennett in Washington.
Thousands of people have gathered in European capitals protesting recent coronavirus restrictions, including vaccine passports imposed by governments throughout the continent.
Demonstrations took place in Athens, Helsinki, London, Paris, and Stockholm. Marches in Paris drew hundreds of demonstrators protesting the introduction of a new COVID-19 pass. In Sweden, where proof of vaccination is needed to attend certain events, some 3,000 demonstrators marched through central Stockholm. In London, protesters chanted freedom as they marched against regulations requiring mandatory COVID-19 vaccination for British medical workers. Doctor and medic Ricky Allen says the British government is bullying its people.
But they picked on the wrong people, the NHS. A bully's picked a fight it cannot win. This is the end of the vaccine thing. It's going to implode now. The medical staff, nurses, porters, they won't have it.
Karen Chamas, London.
The head of the German Navy resigned unexpectedly, coming under fire at home and abroad for saying Ukraine would not regain the Crimean Peninsula, which Russia annexed in 2014. More news and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about 100% drug-free Relief Factor. I've been taking Relief Factor for years now to help me deal with pain in my body. My wife takes it as well. The reason we tell everyone we know about it is simple. We found it really works to help our bodies fight off the inflammation that causes aches and pains. Whether it's the pain of injuries you've sustained or just the natural pains from the mileage over the years, Relief Factor can help. I've never looked back. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them, the weight works for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick start for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. That's relieffactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. Feel the difference.
Euro group finance chiefs are engaged in a high-wire political balancing act prompted by conflicting economic forces, a weaker growth outlook, and stronger inflation.
Finance ministers from the 19 nations that use the shared euro currency are pledging continued budgetary stimulus for the economy amid headwinds caused by the Omicron variant. At the same time, they're seeking to reassure voters by pledging vigilance over sharp price rises. Small business owners say they're getting squeezed.
Jeremy House reporting. The Eurozone faces a slowdown in economic growth this year after a solid recovery in 2021 from a severe coronavirus-induced recession 2 years ago. But surging inflation, which reached a record 5% in December and is tied to an energy market squeeze, has complicated the picture for both policymakers and for voters. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. A major college takes back awards given to two former Trump advisors.
University of Rhode Island is revoking honorary degrees bestowed upon Lieutenant General Michael Flynn and former New York City Mayor Rudy Giuliani, two once prominent associates to former President Donald Trump. The school said in a statement that Flynn and Giuliani no longer represent the values and standards they demonstrated when they first received the honors. For Giuliani, the university claimed his words, quote, encouraged domestic terrorist behavior that led to the January 6, 2021 attack at the U.S. Capitol. For Flynn, it noted, among other things, that he pleaded guilty to lying to the FBI. Patrick Foss reporting.
On the Sunday news shows, ABC's This Week welcomes Senator Chris Coons and Iowa's Joni Ernst. NBC's Meet the Press has Secretary of State Antony Blinken, as does CBS's Face the Nation. And Fox News Sunday will welcome former Secretary of State Mike Pompeo to the microphone. More on these stories at townhall.com.
Now is a great time to prepare for this year's upcoming wildfire season. Reading Electric Utility and City of Reading staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our facilities and to the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home, clear debris from your roof and gutters, and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity of power lines, call 530-224-4356. We all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
30 years ago, Simpson University arrived in Reading with a promise to serve the North State. Warmly welcomed by this far Northern California community, we forged lasting partnerships, serving our neighbors locally as well as globally. Building on our promise, Simpson University now offers over 20 degree programs. Our promise to be the gateway to world service begins in our backyard. Learn more about Reading's hometown university at simpsonu.edu.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, fresh off the set of Fox and Friends, it's America's receptive voice, Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for listening, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show coming to you from New York City, heard around the country, heard around the world. You can also get us our podcast. If you can't fit us into listening live, I hope you do. But if you don't, you go get the podcast. Then so many downloads. So many people say, I listen to your podcast, and I have to remind myself that that's what they do with the show every day. I mean, they pop out the commercials, and you can hear it straight through. Mark Thiessen will be joining us at the bottom of the hour. Wrote a great column previewing what he hoped the president would say as he recapped year one and what he didn't accomplish along the way. And then Ari Fleischer will add to his great insight from last night. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
But we will end the compulsory use of COVID status certification in England. Yeah. Government will no longer mandate the wearing of face masks anywhere. And no longer criminalise anyone who chooses not to wear one.
Not bad. Boris Johnson, UK, show us the way. They are dropping all mandates and mask requirements. Meanwhile, Starbucks repealing their vax mandate as well. Rest of America, please catch on.
Number two.
Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having to fight about what to do and not do, etc.
Yeah, incursions. Unavoidable, and now thanks to Joe, inevitable. That's what President actually said yesterday as the Russians about possibly invading Ukraine. It seems like we're going to tolerate it. Already massive blowback from the Ukrainians.
Number one.
I didn't overpromise, and what I have probably outperformed what anybody thought would happen. The fact of the matter is that we're in a situation where we have made enormous progress. Can you think of any other president that's done as much in 1 year? Name one for me.
Good. That's the perfect question for Ari Fleischer. I didn't overpromise, right? The presser complete. I give him an A for endurance and preparation, but a D minus for actual content. We offer a reality check right now from Ari Fleischer. Ari, can you name it? This is a tough question. It's almost like Jeopardy. Can you name a president that's done more in his first year than Joe Biden?
Done more bad things than Joe Biden? No, I really can't. I can't name a president whose popularity has dropped as much as Joe Biden's, who overpromised as much as Joe Biden, and who has been as pro-Russian as Joe Biden, basically inviting them into Ukraine now.
What about that? I think people at home should hear it. I mean, basically, he was asked about Russia and the chance of them going in. And here is what he said about Russia actually going into the country.
I'm not so sure he has is certain what he's going to do. My guess is he will move in. He has to do something. And by the way, I've indicated to him the two things he said to me that he wants, guarantees on. One is Ukraine will never be part of NATO, and two, that NATO or there will not be strategic weapons stationed in Ukraine.
He wanted a lot more, and that's two of them. So is he going to get his way by even talking in an emergency meeting tomorrow with Lavrov and now saying there's going to be incursions? Now the foreign minister came out and said this. Minor incursions into his country by Russia could serve as an invitation to attack by Moscow, and that the prime minister has weighed in with something similar. We in the Ukraine have no doubt that President Biden is committed to the Ukraine, but they are really concerned about that statement. Should they be?
Oh, my goodness, Brian. Think about what he is saying. This is the man who got elected in part because of all his experience, foreign policy knowledge. He knows leaders around the world. He's supposed to be good at this. And he goes out and says, you know, a minor incursion, we don't know what we're going to do. You know, we don't want to have a fight within NATO about what to do about that. That is putting up a green light to Russia that says, go take over using force portions of another country. I mean, how many minor incursions are you allowed? Can the Russians get one into Alaska? They might want it back. What about Mexico into Texas? Can they have a minor incursion? You know, think about all around the world. What does that doctor mean? Can China have a minor incursion into Taiwan? What is Joe Biden talking about? Either you deter or you just say it's not in America's interest, we're not involved. You can't be saying dopey things like he said. It makes no sense.
So the other area when it comes to foreign policy is comments on Afghanistan I found thoroughly unacceptable. Here he is, 16.
There is no way to get out of Afghanistan after 20 years easily. Not possible, no matter when you did it. And I make no apologies for what I did. Had we stayed and I had not pulled those troops out, we would be asked to put somewhere between 20 and 50,000 more troops back in. Because the only reason more Americans weren't being killed and others is because the last president signed an agreement to get out by May the 1st.
Ari, that is totally not true. 20 to 50,000. Even before that agreement was signed, we had about 5 to 7,000 still holding the country. You could have explained to the country the need to hold on to Bagram and where our enemies were located and where we'd be removed till, and the fact that Al-Qaeda ISIS presence was there. The American people, thanks to your administration, and you were the leading communicator there, were educated to the threat of Islamic extremists. We were already there. Explain what you were up to. There was no pressure to get out. And certainly that plan was not signed on and was not supported by his military commanders. He got away with that one.
Well, you know, Brian, step back. Here's why Joe Biden is in trouble. Because he keeps saying things from the beginning of his administration that turn out to be wrong. He said about all the surge of people coming over illegally on the southern border that it was seasonal. He said that inflation was transitional. He said that the Taliban could not possibly defeat the Afghanistan military because the Afghan military was too strong. And then as they started to defeat the Afghan military, he told the American people that people in Kabul could get to the airport, that nothing was stopping them from getting to the airport when it was clear to everybody there was. He kept saying things that every event on the ground proved false. And now he's doing it again. He says he didn't overpromise. He's the president who made the biggest, worst overpromise as a candidate in the history of being candidates when he said he was going to shut down the virus. That wasn't an overpromise in his opinion? Of course it was. On issue after issue, Brian, Joe Biden has told the American people that he was doing things while the events on the ground proved what he was doing wasn't working or what he was saying was just totally wrong. He did it again on COVID tests. When he gave a speech in, I think it was September or October, he said he was going to send 250,000 COVID tests to throughout the American people, 250 million to the American people. He didn't do it. He didn't send them. And then in December, when we all got sick and he said he was going to send 500 million COVID tests to people, he said, I wish I had said it earlier. He forgot he had said it. He just didn't do it.
Which is nuts.
That's the biggest problem with Joe Biden's presidency. He's wrong on everything.
You know, here's the difference, Ari. My biggest surprise, he didn't hire a competent staff. He doesn't seem – I mean, I could be his biggest supporter. And if I was – and I'm open to being it if he was doing a good job. If you were a moderate, for example, if a guy like Harold Ford was president – and he was just pushed to the left on certain issues, but clearly strong defense, clearly understood you can't be spending during an inflationary cycle at the rate we're doing, clearly pre-ordering the therapeutics, not ordering after they passed, picking up that we have Operation Warp Speed and that model was successful, ordering tests ahead of time. I couldn't care less if you're a Democrat or Republican. I'm pro-American. But his staff is the C-list. I mean, where's his chief of staff organizing, understanding what legislation's doing, knowing that Manchin's not bending, not embarrassing the president by having him show up on Capitol Hill with Kyrsten Sinema, disavowing his push to get rid of the filibuster? The execution is something I never expected to be the problem with the Biden people. Were you?
Yeah, but I just don't blame the staff. You know, I've learned being in a White House that the issues really do come from the top. The decisions, the judgment, the tone, the direction, it's all set by the president, and then the staff's job is to implement it. But when you have a president who, Brian, I say this, I hate to put it this way, but who forgets what he said during the very same news conference, what's the staff to do? I mean, about Ukraine, the president said, I don't think Putin's made up his mind yet. Then he said, I think Putin will invade. Then he said, Putin will wake up and decide what to do. He's all over the map. This is the problem when you have somebody like that. And it's the same thing about the testing that I just referred to. He forgot what he said in September or October, and then he said in December, I wished I had thought about it. How do you staff somebody like that? The problem is the person himself. At the news conference, he said, in response to Peter Ducey's really good question, he said, when Peter Ducey said, why are you governing from the left? He just kind of said, I'm not. Well, of course he is. He's put his agenda in Bernie Sanders' hands. He's doing what Bernie wants on the biggest domestic spending bills. He's out to lunch, and he's wrong on so much. And he just put it on display yesterday for a long period of time. And I think one of the reasons he's unpopular is because the American people saw him at yesterday's news conference. It's what they've been seeing all year long.
So Vice President Kamala Harris doing the rounds today. She was on NBC and was asked about when Joe Biden came out and said, you have a reason to doubt the outcome of the 2022 elections because this John Lewis and the voting bill is not going to pass the Senate. And I can't believe he even said that because he's been consistently ridiculing the President Trump for doing that, forgetting, of course, that Hillary Clinton did the same thing as did Stacey Abrams. Listen to this sparring. Tell me how the vice president did cut 54.
Let's talk about another comment the president made. He openly cast doubt on whether the 2022 midterm elections would be legitimate. He said it all depends, which is astonishing to hear a president question whether our elections will be legitimate. We've heard it before, but not from this president. Is he really concerned that we may not have fair and free elections?
The president has been consistent on this issue. And the issue at hand, the issue, I was there last night in the chamber of the Senate, and the issue is that there are two bills, the John Lewis Voting Rights Act and the Freedom to Vote Act, that have been the solution that has been offered to address the fact that around our country, states have put in place laws that are purposely making it more difficult for the American people to vote. Laws which will be felt by at least 55 million Americans, regardless of their party affiliation, their race, their gender, or their geographic location.
Well, to the point, though, because so those bills were debated. The bills were debated, and they didn't pass. But the specific question, if you don't mind, does he think, now that these bills haven't been passed, that the 22 midterms won't be legitimate or fair or free?
Let's not conflate issues. So what we are looking at, and the topic of so much debate last night, was that we as America cannot afford...
So she's not going to answer the question, Ari.
Yeah. Well, her boss already did. Who cares what Kamala Harris said? Joe Biden yesterday questioned the legitimacy of the 2022 election. His definition of whether it's legitimate or not is whether the Democrats win. Brian, no one can do this. I criticized Donald Trump when he did this. I criticized Joe Biden when he does this. It is just flat out wrong. And it's one of the reasons Joe Biden is such a divisive figure. And look at his language that the voting law in Georgia, whether you allow 10 days or 15 days of early voting, makes you Jim Crow 2.0. What's wrong with him? He is the biggest race baiter we have ever had in the White House. You know, his comparisons of Republicans who oppose him on how many extra days of voting do you get are like George Wallace, Jefferson Davis, and Bull Connor. And then he takes umbrage yesterday when people pointed that out to him. This is race baiting. This is the worst type of thing a president can do. And it's par for the course from Joe Biden, who, of course, said when he ran against Mitt Romney that Republicans want to put y'all back in chains to a black audience. And the man's judgment is off. He's flawed in what he does. His memory is poor. This is why his job approval is down so much in the first year of office. What has he done right is really the question.
This just came across. Jen Psaki was just on with Dana and Bill Hemmer and was asked about and Zelensky had tweeted something out while they were on the air together. And again, I have not heard this, so let's play it.
And in real time, Zelensky, the president of Ukraine, just sent out this tweet. I want to read it to you. I know you haven't seen it yet. I haven't seen it yet. We'll read it
together.
We want to remind the great powers that there are no minor incursions and small nations. Just as there are no minor casualties and little grief from the loss of loved ones, I say this as the president of a great power. End tweet. Your reaction to that?
Well, thank you for the opportunity. Sure. Let me be very clear. The president has conveyed directly to President Putin, if there is a movement of any military troops across the border, that is an invasion. If they go in, that is an invasion, and there will be severe economic consequences.
So we're basically, Ari, she's answering the way the president should have.
Yeah, but it doesn't matter. Neither what Kamala Harris nor the press secretary, and I know this from experience, overrule the president.
I know.
Vladimir Putin already heard directly from Joe Biden at yesterday's news conference that minor incursions are okay. How can Joe Biden clean it up? Look, again, Brian, at a moment like this, if you care about Russia invading a sovereign country through the use of overwhelming military force, You either acquiesce to it because you say, we don't care, it's not in America's interest, or you have to deter. And as Ronald Reagan taught us, if you're going to deter, you do throw some strength and clarity. But Joe Biden said yesterday was neither strong nor clear. It was an invitation to invade. And, of course, they're trying to clean it up. That's the staff's job. But it's too late, and it doesn't matter anymore, does it? He already said it.
Gotcha. All right. I feel your stress. I feel the same way because we're in this tornado, this whirlpool, for the next 3 years. Thanks so much for your instant analysis. Always clear and concise.
My pleasure. Always great to be with you, Brian.
Go get him. Ari Fleischer. When we come back, your turn. 1-866-408-7669. Then we turn it over to Mark Thiessen, The Washington Post. Brian Kilmeade Show.
Getting past all the rhetoric, it's Brian Kilmeade.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
Ad paid for by OpenJar Concepts. Attention, this is an important notice for anyone who has used a Philips CPAP machine or ventilator. In June 2021, the FDA announced that Philips issued a recall affecting nearly 4 million CPAP, BiPAP, and ventilator units. The recall was issued due to health risks associated with the foam utilized for sound reduction, which may degrade over time into harmful chemicals. The Philips CPAP recall devices can potentially result in injuries including kidney, liver, or heart damage, cancer, or severe skin, ear, nose, or throat inflammation. If you or a loved one used a Philips CPAP, BiPAP, or ventilator and later suffered an injury, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-655-0246. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us at 800-655-0246. That's 800-655-0246. Again, 800-655-0246.
Bonus track with Laura Ingle.
Taking you deep inside the music. Fans of the Rolling Stones can give their favorite band some real lip service soon as the British rockers pick up yet another honor as the British Royal Mail comes out with a new line of postage stamps in recognition of the band's 60th anniversary. Hope you get mine. The stamps are colorful and cool, too, featuring band photos and tour artwork. The collection, which includes 8 stamps in total, incorporates photos of the band performing in different venues across the globe. The Stones now joining a growing lineup of British artists to be honored with the collection. The Beatles were the first in 2007, followed by Pink Floyd, Elton John, David Bowie, Queen, and Paul McCartney. Want your own to add to your stationery collection? The new stamps can be pre-ordered today via the Royal Mail and will go on general sale January 20th. Laura Ingle, Fox News.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1983. President Ronald Reagan.
How they preach the supremacy of the state, declare its omnipotence over individual man, and predict its eventual domination of all peoples on the earth. They are the focus of evil in the modern world.
To ignore the great majority of the American public who enjoys rock music is just sheer stupidity.
We had a good deploy, and Sunfield's closing now. We'll be with you in a minute.
That's great, Sally.
Our immediate challenge to this atrocity is to ensure that we make the skies safer and that we seek just compensation for the families of those who were killed.
Never again should a black or Hispanic or woman or Jew, because of race, religion, or sex, be limited or inhibited as we grow. The aristocracy is not the limit. The sky is the limit. Our time has come.
News as it happens then. News as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
House call for health. Blame it on the bearded dragon. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention warning this week that there's been an outbreak of salmonella tied to the lizard. When the agency sent an investigation notice earlier this week, 44 people were ill and 15 were in the hospital across 25 states. Nobody has died. The CDC says bearded dragons carry salmonella in their droppings, even if they're healthy and clean. They add it can easily be spread to their bodies and then anywhere they live or roam. So you could get it from touching your bearded dragon or anywhere they've been and then touching your mouth. You should wash your hands right after touching or feeding and don't eat or drink around them and keep the lizards out of the kitchen. Around 1.35 million salmonella infections are diagnosed in the U.S. annually with more than 26,000 hospitalizations and 420 deaths. Food is usually the source of salmonella bacteria infections. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House call for health. I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Interested in it? Brian's talking about it. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Three protests in a single week. Medical workers, teachers, and ordinary citizens angered by the French government's handling of the pandemic. But with the fifth wave bringing record COVID figures, it's determined to keep up the pressure on the unvaccinated.
Make this simple gesture for you, for your countrymen, for our country. The whole of France is counting on you.
Emmanuel Macron's tone changing only days later, when he told a newspaper that he wanted, with his vaccine pass, to piss off France's 5 million unvaccinated citizens, roughly 7.5% of the population. It appears to have worked. Protesters angry that the unvaccinated will be excluded from cafes, restaurants, cinemas, theatres, and even transport between regions.
Incredible, right? I mean, this is what's going on. And the thing with Omicron, it changed everything. I just go back to what Dr. McCary said. There's so many breakthroughs with the boosted, with the check out today Bloomberg. Big story how Omicron exposed the problems with the mRNA vaccine. And when people get sick anyway, they go, well, it would have been so much worse if you weren't vaccinated. I don't know that. You don't know that. They don't know that. We're close enough now. Mild symptoms. If people want to die, they want to do it. They want to take the risk. Let them do it. There's no proof that unvaccinated or vaccinated spread the virus quicker, easier, and the ramifications are your own personal decision. I speak for the French.
Hi, this is Dr. Trudy Pratt. My chiropractic and nutrition practice in downtown Reading has been helping people feel better for over 20 years. We pride ourselves in really listening to our patients and then tailoring a program of nutrition, chiropractic care, massage, and exercise that's just right for you. The results can be dramatic. Call 244-7873. That's 244-7873. Thank you.
Hi, this is Chuck Kenny with Shasta Gas Propane. It's been a while since I've cut a new radio spot, but I feel I need to issue a warning about energy prices during this fall-winter of 2021 and 22. Just as Obama said after he was elected, elections have consequences. This winter, our country will suffer some of the consequences of the last election. I'm not a politician, but I am a businessman, and many of the decisions of this current administration will drastically affect energy prices this winter and going forward. Already we are experiencing record high propane costs and prices. Remember, our motto at Shasta Gas Propane is, our customers are warm friends. We will treat you like friends this winter and do our best to help you through this high price winter. Give us a call at 365-3793. That's 365-3793.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drop. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Every Monday from 6 to 8 p.m., join us at Radio Wasteland, your local guide to the unexplained and the unknown. Each week, we cover all things unexplained, from the moving stars in the sky to the things that go bump in the night. Visit us as we explore these topics and more as our in-studio team digs deeper with featured guests and listener call-ins. Mondays are rough, but now your overworked brain has a chance for some sweet relief with Radio Wasteland.
Radio Wasteland, Mondays at 6 on KCNR.
Hi, this is Brian Martin, General Manager of River Common Senior Living. One of the most rewarding things about what I do is watching the positive transformation that often occurs when a senior moves here to our beautiful, independent retirement community. Seniors can become isolated, find it hard to eat good, healthy meals, and even just get around. I call this a failure to thrive. At River Commons, we solve those challenges. You are surrounded by friendly people with similar life experiences. Chef Shalisa and her crew provide 3 delicious and healthy meals daily. Activities Director Ernie always has a wide variety of things to do, from arts and crafts to outings on our 25-passenger bus. Plus, we provide utilities, cable TV, scheduled transportation, weekly housekeeping, and more. We see seniors go from survive to thrive, and that is just a wonderful thing. Call today for a tour or luncheon a tour and experience River Commons for yourself. 221-2121 or on the web river-commons.com.
It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. To learn more about upskilling or reskilling for a current job or career, information is online at shastacollege.edu or call one of our counselors to see how easy it is to get enrolled at 530-242-7650. Shasta College offers in-person, hybrid, and online class options to fit your busy life and responsibilities. Financial aid is available. More at shastacollege.edu.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wing Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill we all have to pay? The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
This is the Cigar of the Month from Tobacco and Brew, brought to you by Liga Privada. The Underground Sun Grown is the perfect balance of Nicaraguan long filler tobacco. Draped in a lovely Connecticut sun-grown wrapper, this stick received a 92 rating. With hints of spice, wood, and espresso, this robust cigar ends on notes of cinnamon. Come down to the best cigar shop around, Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
And then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, etc. But if they actually do what they're capable of doing with the force amassed on the border, it is going to be a disaster for Russia if they further invade Ukraine.
The only thing, the SWIFT financial system, I understand, is something they would really feel. The rest of this stuff, they don't care. The other sanctions didn't matter. And for him to say slight incursion is a foreign policy faux pas that you wouldn't expect to see with somebody who was chairman of foreign relations, vice president of the United States, who's been doing this for 50-plus years. But maybe I'm grading him too harshly. Let's go out to Mark Thiessen now, former chief speechwriter for George W. Bush, Fox News contributor, Washington Post columnist. Mark, I read your preview. I used it, but I gave you credit on TV and radio yesterday. Yeah. But first off, you know foreign policy as well as anyone. That was a major mistake.
Yeah, I worked on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee when Biden was the ranking member and Jesse Helms was the chairman. And, you know, I think Robert Gates has it right. He's been wrong on every foreign policy issue, you know, for his entire career. I mean, the idea of saying, well, you know, a minor incursion is one thing. But, you know, well, was taking Crimea a minor incursion? It wasn't a full invasion. He didn't take over Ukraine. He just seized Crimea and annexed it and made it a part of Russia. So, I mean, the idea that you would greenlight a minor incursion and raise any question, and the fact that they had to backtrack it, you know, that we criticize him for not holding press conferences and talking extemporaneously like this for hours on end. There's a reason why they don't let him do it. There's a reason why, because he says stupid things like this.
Right, and but the ramifications are real. We had the prime minister of Ukraine weigh in, the foreign minister already, and people wonder yep. if on some level when that ground freezes, Putin just got the go sign.
You can't undo it.
Go ahead.
No, I mean, you can't undo it. When you say something like that, you know, then Putin reads that and he understands where Biden's mind is now. He understands that he can get away with some things. You know, he can't get away with marching on Kiev, but if he, you know, takes the Donbass region and annexes it and makes it part of Russia, then, you know, he might get away with that. And he also revealed the divisions within NATO. Right. Because, you know, the NATO ally, you know, part of the problem we have is that throughout history, you know, America has been the spine of the NATO alliance. Right. You know, with the many times it's the Europeans who don't want to do anything, don't want to take a stand. The Western Europeans, the East Europeans are always solid. But it's the West Europeans who are, you know, Germany is like building this Nord Stream 2 pipeline with Russia. They're tying their economy to Russia. They don't want to impose major sanctions. So if it's a minor incursion, do you think Germany wants to kick them out of the SWIFT banking system? Of course not. Does Germany want to stop the Nord Stream pipeline? Of course not. So he's revealing, you know, that he's willing to make concessions to the weakest links in the NATO chain. You know, it's just disastrous. It's just every time I think this guy can't fall any lower on national security, it gets worse.
So do you believe the Joe Biden that you knew in the 90s is dramatically different in his opinions from today? Because I sense he would have still pulled out of Afghanistan. I sense that was all him. And that's him maybe revealing that they did set up a flow chart and that a small incursion, this administration would not react. But tell me, is that a slip up or is that something that he would have done in the 80s and 90s?
You know, I don't know because, I mean, he was, you know, in the 90s, he, together with Helms, was the leader of the NATO expansion movement to bring Poland, Hungary, and the Czech Republic into the NATO alliance. So, no, I don't think, and back in the, like, you know, if you go back to the 70s during the Carter, how far he goes back, it was, you know, I remember during the Ford administration when they wouldn't invite Alexander Solzhenitsyn to Washington for fear of angering the Soviets and undermining detente. It was Joe Biden and Jesse Helms who stood up and voted, invited him to come to Capitol Hill. So this is not the Joe Biden that I remember, but from all those many years ago. But I mean, he's weak. This is the problem. This is an expression of weakness. He doesn't want to put anything on the line to defend Ukraine, and so he's basically signaling, you know, that if we have a minor incursion or that we can negotiate, you know, with Putin's concerns about NATO and all the rest of it. That this should be non-negotiable. Nothing should be negotiated under the threat of invasion.
Worth mentioning that Alexei Navalny is quoted in today's New York Times saying that time and time again, America's acquiescent to bullies, almost like to an older classman, by even meeting with Vladimir Putin, by listening to his demands, you're giving in to the bully, and he is making life harder for people like him.
So here's the problem. And one of the things that I learned working for Don Rumsfeld, had a saying, weakness is provocative, right? Weakness tempts people to test your will and to do things they might not otherwise do. So is it any coincidence that Russia began massing its troops on the border of Ukraine just a few months after the withdrawal from Afghanistan? Of course not. And when Joe Biden says something like a minor incursion, you know, it's not just Russia that's listening to that. Look at China. Is it okay to have a minor incursion into Taiwan? Is it okay can China take back some of the islands, just not the mainland of Taiwan, but just militarily take back some of the islands that Taiwan claims as part of its territory? Would a minor incursion of Taiwan be okay? Would North Korea, a minor incursion into South Korea, would that be okay? This has consequences. You have to project strength. If you project weakness, then the whole world is watching, and they decide to test your will. And Joe Biden's will is not up to the test.
Yeah. So Alexei Navalny is a guy that's been jailed because he's come out against Vladimir Putin, which he does all the time. By the way, it looks as though the axis of evil is reconstituting, and in this new axis, it's Russia, China, and Iran. Russia and China are showing off their new relationship economically and militarily. There was a time in which Russia was going along with us in coming down on Iran. That ship has certainly sailed. So I want to just overall, you mentioned something in your column yesterday that I was looking for. You mentioned that George W. Bush wrote a speech, and when the Iraq war was going bad, he talked about his goals in Iraq, and people didn't buy it. But when he did, when he actually went out and he did the surge and it worked and stabilized Iraq, and Obama sadly pulled all our troops out prematurely, then people were paying attention. And you can't tell people not to believe their eyes. You're telling people the supply chain is fixed. You're telling people the unemployment is 3.9. We don't have a problem here. And you're saying that our life is getting back to normal with the COVID virus and that kids are back in school. We don't believe any of it.
Well, so his opening sentence of the press conference yesterday was, it's been a year of challenges, but also a year of enormous progress. People look at that and say, what the hell are you talking about? You know, this is the lesson I learned in the Bush administration. What the president of the United States says is so out of sync with what Americans are experiencing and seeing on their television screens, then they tune him out. Like, as you said, you know, Bush gave these eloquent speeches in 2006 talking about, you know, the consequences of failure and why we had to stay the course in Iraq and why we couldn't let al-Qaeda win. And it didn't move any numbers until he changed the policy on the ground and the conditions on the ground, and we started winning again. And then people were willing to listen and support seeing the mission through. Joe Biden goes out and says things like, you know, well, we created the most jobs of any president in 50 years. Americans say, yeah, that's because we lost the most jobs because of the pandemic. So, of course, we created more jobs. People whose jobs disappeared because of government shutdown. He says we got the lowest unemployment rate of any president in years. Well, that's because the unemployment only counts people who are returning, are actually looking for work. There's 10 million unfilled jobs in America. He says record wage gains. Those have been wiped out by record inflation. People don't feel like they've gotten a raise. They're going to the grocery store. They're paying more at the gas pump. They're paying more for their heating bills. They're going to the grocery store, and it looks like the old Soviet Union with empty shelves. And he's saying you got to wait, and they can't afford what's there. You know, and he's saying you got a wage gain. What is he talking about?
Well, that's a good point.
Just undermines his own message.
Inflation is a huge issue with everybody listening. I don't care if you're a billionaire or you're just scraping by. Everybody listening. And he says it's up to the Fed to fix it or pass Build Back Better and it'll begin to work. We all know that deflecting to the Fed, who's already at 0% interest rates, and essentially going out with the money supply, of course, they could print more, but it would devalue as well. And then you look at the other side, passing back Build Back Better, spending $2 trillion to think we're going to get out of debt or we're going to rescue our economy to make the goods cheaper is just nuts. So
ask yourself why we have inflation today. Why did we unleash inflation? Because we had at the start of Biden's presidency, we had a $300 billion output hole in the American economy, and he poured $1.9 trillion into it with that fake COVID relief bill that was really a social spending bill disguised as COVID relief. He wrote stimulus checks. He gave child tax credits. He increased federal unemployment subsidies. And so personal savings rates went through the roof. And then when the economy opened up again, people had money to spend. But they weren't eager to return to work. So the demand soared, the supply side couldn't keep up, and the result is inflation and supply chain issues. And so, knowing that, your answer is to spend $3.5 trillion on Build Back Better. The answer is stop pouring government money and overheating the demand side of the economy, and let the supply side catch up. He unleashed the inflation, and he wants to pass legislation that would do more of it.
So, flipping around, we dug out Van Jones to see what he thought of the speech. Cut 20.
I think you just have to be honest that you can be a foggy, meandering a president, say like Reagan near the end, if you're winning. But if you're foggy and meandering on key questions and you're also not winning, then you've got a real problem.
Very true, right?
Yeah, 100%. I mean, look, just look at the record, okay? Let's just go through it quickly. Worst inflation in 40 years. Massive labor shortage, 10 million unfilled jobs, war on fossil fuels that pushed gasoline and home heating prices through the roof. As I said, $1.9 trillion COVID relief bill, and we still have a shortage of tests and therapeutics. Schools closing again. Kids are 5 to 6 months behind in reading and math. The American Academy of Pediatrics says we're having a child mental health crisis. He weaponized the FBI to intimidate parents. Record crime wave in American cities, 17 cities breaking murder records. Worst border crisis in U.S. history. Fentanyl seizures doubled in 2021. And overdose deaths in America doubled in 2021. Withdrawal from Afghanistan, most shameful foreign policy calamity in my lifetime, which emboldened Russia. And he promised in his inaugural address to put his whole soul into uniting the country, and he just compared millions of Americans to segregationists and traitors. I'm sorry, but there's meandering doesn't even do it justice. That is the worst record, a first year record of any president, possibly in American history, certainly within my lifetime. There is no, even if he gave a brilliant press conference, there's nothing you can say to make up for that reality.
Here's more from Van Jones, Cut 21.
So I think the real challenge that you have is the numbers are out there that are bad, but this party has got to come together and start putting some wins on the board for this president. They're going to either hang together or they're going to hang separately in the fall.
So what Van Jones is not saying, because he's to the left, although I think he's a very smart guy, and I do appreciate the times he just tells the truth when he's not in campaign
absolutely.
Mode.
Absolutely, I agree with you.
Yeah, and that's what he believes. That's fine. No one has to agree with me or you. We just want to hear what you have to say and call it as you see it. If Trump had a bad press conference, Mark Thiessen would tell it and you would say it and write about it. But having said all that, this is what's interesting to Van Jones. Drill down on what he said. Either you go up to Joe Manchin and do what Bill Clinton told you to do and say, Joe, what would you pass? Kristen Sinema, what would you pass? Write it up and get your party to pass it and get them to suck it up and bite down on a towel of whiskey and just pass it. Or you find you run, you primary those two and try for something better in 2024 or 2022 because they are controlling the party now. And it's up to you to tell the left that you can't manufacture all these votes. It doesn't happen.
So you can't be FDR without FDR-like majorities, right? FDR had massive majorities that he could ram through anything, practically anything he wanted through Congress. Joe Biden has a 50-50 Senate. That is not a mandate to be FDR. That's a mandate for compromise. That's a mandate for bipartisanship. So the solution to what Van Jones is talking about is do what you actually said you would do, which is unite the country, compromise, work across the aisle, and get things done. Like, for example, you know, the first thing we talked about, the COVID relief bill. You know, he said yesterday, what I didn't expect was that Republicans would be so obstructionist, that they would stand in the way, that not one Republican would diverge on any major issue. I'm sorry, did you see the bipartisan infrastructure bill, which, by the way, he did everything in his power to undermine?
Screwed it.
He threatened to veto it. He told Democrats in the House to take it hostage. But it was also, keep in mind, in his first week in office, 10 Senate Republicans led by Susan Collins came to him and said, we want to negotiate with you on a bipartisan COVID relief bill. Donald Trump passed 5 bipartisan COVID relief bills. This is not hard to pass a bipartisan COVID relief bill. He said, no, we're going alone. We're going to pass $1.9 trillion without you. We don't need your votes. That was his first act in office. Then he almost screws that up. The Congress passed a major China bill this summer, right?
Yep.
To deal with the semiconductor crisis, to deal with the supply chain crisis, to take on China's technology abuses and all the rest of it. It passed the Senate, I think, like 68 to 30 or something like that. Nancy Pelosi is holding it up in the House. Why doesn't he tell Nancy Pelosi, pass the frickin' China bill?
Absolutely.
And let me send it.
Gotcha.
The answer is bipartisanship. The answer is try to do what you promise, which is unite the country, not divide us.
Yep, that would get independence back and would create a nightmare for Republicans. But so far, Joe Biden's made it easy to have
to do it because he's going to lose. He's going to lose at least one house of Congress, and then he's going to be forced to do it. So might as well start now.
Mark Thiessen, I really felt I helped you therapeutically get through this. You needed to talk, and I'm always there for you.
You're my therapist, man. Every week on Thursday.
Right. We do have a copay.
With Dr.
I'll remind you in the break there is a copay. Back in a moment.
Diving deep into today's top stories, it's Brian Kilmeade.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Daisy sheds like crazy. Our hairballs have hairballs.
Marquette Mama, she has dandruff and an oily coat.
DinoVite.com.
I was thrilled when I heard DinoVite for cats was coming out.
You love your pets as much as I do. You want to do what's best for them.
DinoVite is a life changer.
Lately, she's been a lot more playful, a lot more energetic, more active.
DinoVite for life.
You won't believe how happy your cat will be.
DinoVite.com.
I know you've been waiting a little bit longer than normal.
Jen's manicure spot needs an extra pair of hands.
Who's at the front desk right now?
Someone who's handy with everything from nail file to spreadsheet file.
Deirdre's not coming in today, but we have that whole bachelorette party.
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
This is Fox on Justice. The U.S. Senate confirmed Suffolk County D.A. Rachel Rollins to be the next U.S. attorney for Massachusetts by the slimmest of margins, with Republicans vocally fighting her confirmation, accusing the first black woman to hold the job of being soft on crime, even as Rollins' supporters point to improving local crime stats to show her progressive policies work. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri weighed in on Rollins' confirmation.
She's got a record of not going after criminals, of not prosecuting people who have committed crimes, and you see Democrats across the country doing that.
During her run for Suffolk County DA, Rollins announced a pledge to not prosecute those charged with 15 lower-level misdemeanors, including trespassing, shoplifting, and certain drug charges. After taking office, she followed through, publishing her default to non-prosecution policy. She and her backers boldly highlight recent local crime data showing violent crimes are down. Molly Line, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Jennifer Goodwin and Maggie Q of Fox's new comedy series, Pivoting. The show also stars Eliza Coop, and the three play a tight-knit group who lose a friend, inspiring them to embrace new paths in life, albeit with some questionable decisions.
What did you love most about the bond that these three have?
Well, I feel like they're so uncensored around each other, and that's the thing that I find most relatable in my real life. I feel like we are each other's safe space to be who we really are. And, you know, you can only become better people when you can be really vulnerable and kind of be your grossest self.
It's situationally funny. Humor comes from darkness. It always does. And in this situation where such an unlikely comedy, where it opens with a funeral and it's the death of their friend that allows for all this interplay and humor, you have to be a really great writer with such a vision to be able to pull that off.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
News, unique opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
I felt frustration and irritation rising in my soul as I keep hearing the references to Jim Crow. I ask myself how many Americans understand what Jim Crow was.
Don't lecture me about Jim Crow. I know this is not 1965. That's what makes me so outraged. It's 2022, and they're blatantly removing more polling places from the counties where black and Latinos are overrepresented.
That is not true in Texas and in Georgia, and they were upset that drive-through voting is banned. It should be. We should not have drive-through voting. We can't have drop boxes everywhere. They're brand new for the 2020 the voting because of the pandemic. Ryan, listen in WABC. Hey, Ryan.
All right, Brian, and everybody out there in America, hello. Let's face it. Let's take the rhetoric of the left and throw it in the East River or the Hudson River here in the Hudson Valley. Folks, you got to go after the hard left. You got to take from them what is the dearest to them. Don't fall for the rhetoric of the right or the left because they're fronts for the establishment. Take away the 65 Immigration Act that rebuilt the Democratic Party, the hard left. Take away illegal immigration. You don't hear anybody talking about deporting the people that are running across the border because secretly a lot of them agree with it. Race quotas got to be pulled out, folks, by the roots. This is what you got to do. Big, juicy welfare program.
Ryan, I don't know a single Republican that is for what's happening at the border. I don't. I mean, I don't care if you're as moderate as Mitt Romney or as conservative as Jim Jordan. It is a just anti-American. And for the president to allow that is crazy. Nuts. And for us comparing all this other stuff between Booker and Scott is embarrassing.
Do you take a lot of medicine or take care of someone that does? Hero is the new smart device that makes life easier by pre-sorting a 90-day supply of up to 10 different pills. Just pour them in and Hero does the rest.
So easy to use and saves me so much time. I never miss a dose. I'm never late for a dose anymore. And that is so critical to me.
What I like best about my Hero is that it's so easy to set up and it's so easy to use. And I don't have to worry about my pills or get distracted and forget, did I take that pill or not? Because it reminds me.
It alerts and dispenses with the push of a button. Plus, Hero sends a friendly alert to you and a caregiver.
Hero is amazing, but you could even live out of state with the person and still program their Hero from the convenience of your phone.
I feel better than I have ever felt simply because I have this device.
Try Hero risk-free for 30 days. If you don't love it, you don't keep it.
Call 800-608-9432. That's 800-608-9432. 800-608-9432. Call now.
Paid for. KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com. Join Sue McClain weekday mornings from 6 to 7 for the Sue McClain News Hour, where you'll hear the up-to-the-minute local news, national and international news, weather, sports, and a whole lot more. Followed by Free Fire Radio from 7 a.m. to 9 a.m. with Carl and Linda Bach. From 9 to noon, be informed and laugh along with Armstrong and Getty, equal opportunity critics. From noon to 3, learn how to get out of debt with Dave Ramsey. From 3 to 6, don't miss constitutional expert Mark Levin. Monday through Thursday night, starting at 6 p.m., we have local shows featuring everything from the paranormal, local history, North State Now, and unsung heroes of our area. From 7 to 9, tune in to Ben Shapiro, your local downtown radio station, KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and online at kcnr1460.com.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra. Three former Soviet republics will send U.S.-made anti-tank and anti-aircraft missiles to Ukraine amid the escalating tensions with Russia.
The U.S. has fully endorsed the move. Secretary of State Antony Blinken tweeted that Washington supported the nations of Estonia, Latvia and Lithuania for their long-standing support to Ukraine against what he calls Russia's unprovoked and irresponsible aggression. Moscow has massed tens of thousands of troops at the border with Ukraine, leading to fears of an invasion. Viktor Pichugin, a local resident on the Ukrainian side of the border, says tensions are high.
Like on the edge of something very terrible and scaring.
Another local resident, Yulia Naborska, says Ukraine will defend itself at all costs.
If someone tries to take our freedom again, we will fight back.
I'm Karen Chamas.
A federal judge in Texas issued a nationwide injunction barring the federal government from enforcing President Biden's COVID vaccine requirement for federal workers. The judge ruled opponents of the president's mandate were likely to succeed at trial. A new and expensive hotel deal has been unwrapped.
Starwood Capital Group is joining forces with real estate investors Blackstone Incorporated in a $1.5 billion bet on extended stay hotel brand WoodSpring Suites. WoodSpring Properties are currently part of the Choice Hotels Group and specializes in guests who stay on site for several weeks or longer.
That's Keith Peters reporting. Mexico's plan to favor its own state-owned electrical power plants and limit energy sales by private foreign-built projects could affect U.S. investment in Mexico. That according to officials who held bilateral talks this past week. According to statements issued on Friday, the U.S. government has real concerns with the potential negative impact on U.S. firms and investments. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Dr. Gorka here, and I want to talk to you for a minute about the 100% drug-free relief factor. We all deal with aches and pains in our day-to-day lives, and I have had my fair share, including injuries like a detached quad muscle that I can tell you fell into the category of really bad pain. But I've been able to manage the pain by taking relief factor. It helps your own body to attack and fight off sources of inflammation, the source of most of our aches and pains, and I've loved it for years. Is now. Almost 70% of the more than 500,000 people who have tried Relief Factor end up ordering more. That's because it works for them the way it worked for me. Isn't it time for you to get out of pain? Your first step to becoming pain-free should be to order the 3-week quick starter pack for the discounted price of only $19.95. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-4-RELIEF to find out more about this offer. Feel the difference.
Israel's attorney general launching an investigation into Israeli police's use of phone surveillance technology following reports investigators improperly tracked targets without authorization.
The attorney general was quick to say he's not yet found evidence substantiating media reports which said police used the NSO group's Pegasus hacking software to monitor the leaders of a protest movement against then Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, mayors, and other citizens without court approval. The Israeli spyware company has faced mounting scrutiny over its Pegasus software, which has been linked to snooping on human rights activists, journalists, and politicians around the world. Bob Agner reporting.
Thousands of people gathered in European capitals Saturday to protest vaccine passports and other requirements that the governments have imposed on the continent in hopes of ending the pandemic. Demonstrations took place in Athens, Helsinki, London, Paris, and Stockholm. Breaking news at townhall.com. California Governor Gavin Newsom says a crime spree has left Los Angeles, in his words, looking like a third world country.
Reacting to recent media images of trash-strewn railroad tracks in Los Angeles, the result in part of thieves stealing from passing rail cars and discarding packaging, Newsom claimed the state was committed both to prosecuting the thieves and cleaning up the messes they left behind. Much of the garbage along the railroad tracks represented Christmas gifts that were never delivered to their intended recipients because of the thefts. Republicans and others have argued that progressive state policies such as zero cash bail for lower-level offenses have made crime worse. Patrick Foss reporting.
Meanwhile, L.A. District Attorney George Gascon has said that it's Union Pacific's fault for not properly locking up their train cars and so thieves could easily get in. Check out more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
A Moment in History, brought to you by KCNR and historian Donnie Smith. The state of California made two identical historical markers for Bass Hill to honor the memories of the brave drivers who drove the stages and held the ribbons, or reins, on the dangerous California-Oregon stage road beginning in the 1850s. One marker was placed in Shasta and the other on the summit of Bass Hill, where the Pacific Highway, now Interstate 5, began its descent down to the Pitt River. The area of the Bass Hill marker was a favorite holdup spot in stagecoach days for legendary stagecoach robber Black Bart, who robbed three stages there. That marker has since been moved and is now located on the east side of the road leading to Bridge Bay Resort across from the guard shack. Black Bart was eventually caught and sentenced to prison in San Quentin for those, plus other stagecoach robberies. A Moment in History, brought to you by KCNR and historian Dottie Smith. Want to get more Dottie? Go to the Shasta County Historical Society.
From the Fox News radio studios in New York City, giving you opinions and facts with a positive approach. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Thanks so much for being here, everybody. It's the Brian Kilmeade Show, and thanks for being with us all week long. We're going to be joined by Benjamin Hall in just a moment. He's traveling with Secretary Blinken, who is just wrapping up and in the middle or in the middle of, I'll find out, and shortly, of meetings with Foreign Minister Lavrov of Russia, trying to avoid what everyone believes will be an imminent invasion. And David Magruss will join us at the bottom of the hour, the CEO of Mecum Auctions. We'll be talking about this new push through this pandemic and the problem getting cars and the push to, I guess, mint out your vintage car. So let's get to the big three.
Now, with the stories you need to know, it's Brian's Big Three.
Number three.
Don't use the vaccines as a mechanism of social control. Don't use the vaccines with mandates to divide society and get people laid off work. Our political leaders, our epidemiological leaders, have had labored under this illusion they can stop the virus from spreading. And that strategy has obviously and clearly failed.
No kidding. COVID-19, let the restrictions go. Yes, Omicron is still here, plateauing and decreasing in numbers. And overall, the pandemic fatigue lead me to believe we should build on the Boris Johnson declaration in the UK and end all the restrictions. We could take it from here. Are you with me?
Number two.
Russian officials say that they have no intention of invading Ukraine. In fact, Minister Lavrov repeated that to me today. But again, we're looking at what is visible to all, and it is deeds and actions, not words, that make the difference.
All eyes on Russia. An invasion looms, many think, and a nine-month war will happen. What's the role you think we should play in Ukraine's defense? Regardless, time is running out to decide.
Number one.
I've been absolutely clear with President Putin. He has no misunderstanding. If any assembled Russian units move across the Ukrainian border, that is an invasion. Let there be no doubt at all that if Putin makes this choice, Russia will pay a heavy price.
Yeah, cleanup time. President Biden's unscripted screeds on Wednesday had his team scrambling to fix the domestic and international furor and confusion, from trusting elections to green-lighting a Russian invasion and a GOP accusation. We have it all. So that's what Thursday was. I mean, Wednesday, hour 53 minutes, I'm not complaining. And maybe Joe Biden is just telling the truth, which is just shows a political ignorance, which he is not supposed to have. He was supposed to be the adult in the room, the adult in charge. They had the experience. The businessman is gone. The man that took all interviews and would often make news and attack his critics and yell fake news. Well, you have 1 year in, you have flat out chaos and inadequacy and I think ineptness on Joe Biden's staff and with President Biden himself. Look, he had some good moments. He obviously, for an hour and 53 minutes, liked to talk, but a lot of things he said were counterproductive, especially when it comes to what's happening in the Ukraine. First off, what he said on that day, basically he came out and said this on Wednesday when asked about a Russia invasion and what we would do. Cut to.
And so I think what you're going to see is that Russia will be held accountable if it invades. And it depends on what it does. It's one thing if it's a minor incursion and then we end up having a fight about what to do and not do, et cetera.
So when President Zelensky heard that, he said, I want to remind the great powers that there's no minor incursions and no small nations, just as there are no minor casualties and little grief from the loss of loved ones. Everybody else just looked at it as a stun. They tried to fix it yesterday. Did it work? And what about the meeting today over in Geneva? Benjamin Hall is there, Fox News' State Department correspondent. Benjamin, thanks so much for joining us. So how did it go today?
Honestly, Brian, I could have written this script, I think, before we saw it. You know, the bar was already set really low for this meeting, and they delivered on everything that they didn't promise. I mean, it was Secretary Blinken seemed to really reinforce the way he handles diplomacy, which is all carrot, no stick. And the only concession that I can see from today came from the U.S. side, and it was an agreement by Secretary Blinken to give Russia the written responses to their concerns they've been asking for some weeks. Now, if you asked Blinken just a week ago, and we did, whether he would give written responses, he said No, because their concerns are totally false. There's no reason for them. We will not be giving written responses. And today, the only thing that came out of this meeting was Blinken did a U-turn and said, you know what, we'll give you the written responses you've asked, kick the can down the road, and we'll meet up again at some point in the future. And I asked him today directly in the press conference, I said, well, you're kicking the can down the road and talking. Russia continues to increase its troop numbers. They continue to destabilize Ukraine from inside. And I spoke to the Ukrainian foreign minister yesterday who said, our economy is in free fall because investors are leaving. We're really struggling as a result of what Russia have done already. Cracks are appearing in the NATO alliance because of what President Biden said the other day. And despite all of this, very, very little action from the U.S. And frankly, sitting in that meeting today and hearing President Secretary Blinken speak, it was frankly very disappointing. I know a lot of people in Ukraine will be incredibly disappointed with what they heard as well.
Are they more ready to fight now? The word is over the last few years, they've taken some of the international armaments and they're more galvanized now than maybe 2015.
Yeah. There's no doubt that they've been given a certain number of degree of weaponry. Over the last fiscal year, the U.S. has given around $500 million to them. The U.K. sent some anti-tank missiles last week, some javelins, and they've actually also sent a handful of training advisors. But, again, the Ukrainians say directly, this isn't enough. You know, you can give us all the small arms and a few anti-tank missiles that you want, but we need anti-air defenses. We need, some of the bigger stuff, because Russian air superiority will just walk all over us if we can't protect against that. So, as they say, we are very grateful for U.S. support, and they're by no means suggesting it isn't sizable. But they're saying, if it comes down to it, it's not going to be anywhere nearly enough to deter Russia. NATO making it very clear that because Ukraine isn't in NATO, they will not come to their military help either. They will just keep threatening these financial sanctions, which, as we've seen in the past, tend not to work against Russia. And the longer Russia has to prepare for financial sanctions, the longer it can protect some of the industries that might be affected. The thinking is that they might try and sanction some of the Russian banks. The longer you give them to prepare, the easier it is for them to shield themselves against it. And it appears that the nuclear option, which was to take them out of the SWIFT banking system, that's been shelved because it's almost impossible to do, and NATO members don't want it. And there again we have a problem. As President Biden effectively shone a light on last week, there are huge cracks and divisions within NATO. The Germans and the French, Brian, they don't want the harsh response that some people are asking for, because it'll affect their economies in turn. So, frankly, disarray while Russia is single-mindedly massing its troops and preparing for an invasion.
And completing the Nord Stream 2 pipeline. The way I understand it, it is not done yet, correct?
It's not done yet, but there's nothing stopping it being done. The sanctions have been lifted. At this point, it's only a matter of time. And there again, the big question is for the Germans. If Russia invades, will you refuse to take Russian gas through the Nord Stream 2 pipeline? There hasn't been a firm commitment for that yet. And the strange line of seems to be with the pipeline completed, we are in a better position because it gives us leverage. Which no one's quite understood. Better just not to build it. Ukrainians are furious because it means that no gas has to flow through Ukraine. They can totally bypass Ukraine. And there you really strangle Ukraine. So Nord Stream 2 is a disaster for the Ukrainians. It makes the Europeans more reliant on Russia for their energy needs. It's a terrible pipeline. It's terrible for the West. And it's getting closer and closer every day to completion.
Unbelievable. And the Joe Biden said, well, what do you want? They're almost done. That's the most ridiculous excuse I've ever heard in my life. Here's what General Jack Keane told me on Fox and Friends today. Cut 20.
There is not uniformity among the Europeans on what the specifics of the economic sanctions should be. Even some of the tough ones, like taking them out of the international financial messaging system and also Nord Stream 2. There's not unanimity on that, and the Russians know it. So there's likely going to be no deterrence to Russia from attacking based on what we would do after, in my judgment.
So what could we do, Benjamin, so to kind of reinforcing what you said and what he has heard. So, Benjamin, what could you do that would get their attention? Even though we don't want war with Russia, they don't want war with us. And there's talk about that we could move maybe an aircraft carrier offshore and let them know that, let them know that our presence is going to be there. We'd obviously would have superior air power, combat aircraft and ships towards Europe. Would that send a message? U.S. intelligence must also work with the Ukrainians to counter the Russian active measures to doing that on cyber, making that transparent. Would that help?
Yes. I mean, all of those would work. I think when it comes to moving U.S. troops anywhere near the area, I think that that's what they will avoid at all costs, because they made it clear there's no military response to this. But look, sanctions, certainly. I know they haven't hurt Russia in the past, but preemptive sanctions would send a clear message that you're willing to do things. And frankly, if you sanction some of the oligarchs that prop up Putin, you would really start to hurt them. You know, even things like stop them taking their summer vacations at their palaces in France would probably start to have an impact. You've got to hit those people where it hurts, and for them it's in the pocketbooks. The Russian system, of course, will trickle along, but those individuals could be sanctioned, and you need to give Ukraine the weaponry to defend themselves, enough that the Russian knows it'll get a bloody nose if it invades. There's no doubt that that hasn't quite been done yet and could be done. So those two combined, and then be on the same page, find a way of coming up with a unified response, not the bickering that we seem to be seeing right now. And I don't know if that's a lack of leadership that's led to that, but Russia must be loving it, because all they're doing is being aggressive, and all they're watching are cracks starting to appear in the alliance, and very little action taken. So there just needs to be a different direction and a real leadership role in this. But then again, the Biden administration has been very careful to say that it's not a leader, it's one of the team. And so they seem reluctant to really go out and say, right, this is what's going to happen, this is what we're going to do, and all get on side. Or else. They haven't wanted to do that. And so it's as if there's this big machine moving along without a leader, and they just can't settle on one path of action.
No kidding. So the other thing we could do, I've heard discussed, is if they move into the Ukraine, all the missile systems of the current NATO members will be moved up or expanded on all the other NATO nations. I mean, was there agreement on something like that?
They have talked about that in the past. Nothing about that mentioned today. But yes, and the irony is, and actually Secretary Blinken was quite clear about this today, he said that everything that you have mentioned as a concern has only gotten worse when you've been aggressive. So if you look at the percentage of Ukrainians, for example, who wanted to join NATO 10 years ago, it was about 20%. Well, because of Russian aggression and taking over the East Donbass and Donetsk, that number is about 65%. So I think what Blinken is trying to do is persuade the Russians, say, look, everything that you claim is a concern of yours is only going to become a greater concern if you go down this path of aggression. And they think that's a message that can really work. And yes, another one is that if they invaded, then you would expect, and we have heard, that more troops, missiles would be placed on the eastern border of NATO. Again, something which the Kremlin have said is a great concern to them. So again, if you do this, that concern is only going to increase. So that seems to be how the Secretary Blinken, thinks he can get through to the Russians, but it hasn't worked in the past. So, you know, I don't know what makes him think that persuasiveness will work this time.
So we knew about the German meeting. We knew about the Lavrov meeting. Is there another meeting planned? Because from the White House today, our reporters were saying that Putin's looking at a 9-month war and they're expecting an invasion soon.
Yeah, I don't think anybody knows what's going to happen, to be honest. And all the intelligence suggests they are prepping for an invasion. You've got those, not just the troops massing, but you've got the additional, the supply lines in place, the field hospitals. Those are the things you really need. And those, if you're going to launch a war, and those things have been set up slowly, really quite recently. But if you were Russia and you wanted to show that a war was imminent, just to use as leverage, you would do that. So we do not know. And there is no one out there but Putin who knows what Putin will do. He doesn't seem to be afraid of the threats. And as I said earlier, his actions alone, even though he hasn't crossed into the border, across the border, although he has in the east in 2014, his actions are having serious destabilizing effects. And many people are saying that is enough to warrant a response. But the administration feels differently. I think they will wait right up until we see troops and tanks crossing the border before they really carry out anything. And by that point, as the Ukrainians say, it's too late.
No kidding. Benjamin Hall, I hear your frustration. I wish it was different, but that's what you expect with Anthony Blinken. He's a failure. He gave us Afghanistan. He gave us lack of follow-up. He left our people behind. He was the one who helped us get out of Iraq prematurely, and now he seems to be screwing this up. Benjamin Hall, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate it.
All right, 1-866-408-7669. Now, I know a lot of you listen and say, why do I care about the Ukraine? Do you want the reconstituted Soviet Union? Do you actually want to go through another 50-year Cold War where money is diverted for nuclear weaponry and counteracting through proxy wars all around the globe with now two separate nations? That's why you got to send a message to this gas station of a country with this crazy leader who's appointed to lead that country for life as his President Xi. When we come back, your calls. You listen to The Brian Kilmeade Show. Thanks.
Expanding your knowledge base. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Ad paid for by Open Jar Concepts. Attention, this is an important notice for anyone who has used a Philips CPAP machine or ventilator. In June 2021, the FDA announced that Philips issued a recall affecting nearly 4 million CPAP, BiPAP, and ventilator units. The recall was issued due to health risks associated with the foam utilized for sound reduction, which may degrade over time into harmful chemicals. The Philips CPAP recall devices can potentially result in injuries including kidney, liver, or heart damage, cancer, or severe skin, ear, nose, or throat inflammation. If you were a loved one used a Philips CPAP, BiPAP, or ventilator and later suffered an injury, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-655-0246. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us at 800-655-0246. That's 800-655-0246. Again, 800-655-0246.
This whole wall needs to be shelving, too. This is a focal point in our restaurant.
Leilani's new restaurant will have the largest wine cellar in the city. She needs a robust sommelier with notes of procurement manager.
Three sections for France? I mean, this is the biggest...
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Watching TaxSlayer calculate your refund feels like climbing to the apex of a roller coaster.
Here we go!
And flying down the track. At maximum refund speed. File for free with TaxSlayer Simply Free and get your guaranteed maximum refund. TaxSlayer. File fearlessly.
Saving you money, I'm Hilary Barsky. You probably know how to plan and save for important expenses, but what about fun stuff that could bring you joy? In the new year, perhaps start thinking about treating yourself by saving for feel-good expenses. Consider which goods, services, and activities generally make you happy. Perhaps massages, fresh flowers, and vacations. Earmarking money for these kinds of expenditures may help you be more intentional with spending. For example, you may put $25 aside from each paycheck in a vacation fund. By devoting money to a specific kind of expense, whether it's a mortgage or manicure, you're creating a budget, which helps prevent you from overspending. One way to determine how much you can afford to spend is to apply the 50-30-20 rule to your monthly take-home income. You split your money with 50% going toward needs, 30% towards wants, and 20% towards savings and debt repayment. If you follow that budget method, your new feel-good fund would come from that wants category and put you on track to save for things you will ultimately enjoy. Saving you money, Hilary Barsky, Fox News.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with stars of Fox's new drama, The Cleaning Lady, Elodie Young, and Aiden Canto. When the show returns Monday, the FBI is asking Tony lots of questions. And even as she tries to cut ties with her new crime syndicate employer, it's where she turns when her son's health declines. Star Elodie Young says she relates to her character Tony in several ways.
I connected to her love and her pain, but also her resilience. You know, she has to overcome it. And I've seen this in my family, in my in my parents. And I know it from, you know, an immigrant perspective. I know that this is a trait that you have to have.
Aiden Canto keeps in mind Armand's motive.
What I focused on was playing on this need to make things work, to establish his position within the syndicate.
And every episode gives audiences insight into all these characters.
Before she notices that she's in this world, it's sunk in her and she's adapted.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Although he was the Speaker of the House from 1971 to 1977, Democrat Carl Albert of Oklahoma served in Congress since 1947. In a 1990 interview, Albert gave his impression of President Harry Truman.
Harry Truman was the least educated president we had in my time, you know. But he had certain qualities that made him an unusual president. He was the most fearless government official that I've ever known. I remember one time some of us went down to talk to him about what we would like to have brought up through the years, and when he got through, he said, "Well, boys, I'll tell you, look at all this stuff," but he had a globe on his desk, globe of the world. He says, "The only thing I'm really interested in is protecting that little globe."
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Talk show that's real. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
The president has been very clear, and we as the United States are very clear. If Putin takes aggressive action, we are prepared to levy serious and severe costs.
It is less than clear because 30 minutes after the news conference, the White House press secretary had to actually clarify the president's remarks.
Savannah, I'm being clear with you right now.
Yes, okay.
And so if you're interested, I'll continue to be clear.
So evidently she got a lot of blowback because people want to run to her defense. But I give her a lot of credit. Maybe she interrupted the president. People are upset by that. But I think she wants answers. Plus, I think I don't know a lot about her. I think I met her once in Savannah Guthrie of the Today Show, by the way, whose show was hemorrhaging viewers. But she's a lawyer. She's like, I know when you're not answering any questions. But I think there's a couple of things going on. But she does no foreign policy credibility, no experience. She went over to France and pretended to put on a French accent. So she's done a terrible job at the border, and now they're desperate to try to make her look relevant and competent, and I don't think they can do it. So the big thing on the walk back for the presser was, number one, clarify when it comes to the Ukraine. Number two, when it comes to voting, do you consider the voting in 2022 legitimate? If you're voting nationalizing of the voting, which only can be done by blowing up the filibuster, does that mean you have doubts? Does that mean you have doubts about the outcome of the election? So that was had to be clarified. And essentially, I don't think they clarified it. And then when he came out and said, the GOP, tell me what you're for, tell me what you're for, tell me what you're for, tell me what you're for. Do you realize there weren't enough microphones in Washington? Because Republicans say, great, no one's asked me on the Democratic side. I cannot wait to tell you what they're for. Listen, what kind of thing is that to say? I keep thinking this. When President Biden talks for an hour and 53 minutes, when any human being does, they'll say things they probably will be misinterpreted or they want to walk back. But when you do such obvious things that are a mistake, like serving up to the Republican Party, what are you for? That makes reporters ask them the question, and they're more than happy to talk about their agenda. Listen, I'll be able to take some calls when we get back. And you can also write me, BrianKilmeade.com. Just click on comments, and I'll get to them, because some of you guys and some of you ladies are at work now or at school and can't pick up the phone.
Remodeled kitchen, bathroom, or backyard patio? There's a lot of choices, but only one leader, Estate Granite.
Mike Huber has such a professional attitude and a can-do work ethic that makes him a joy to work with. Mike and his crew worked to have our new kitchen finished in 5 days. We came back to a true work of art.
Hi, this is Brian Filotto, broker and co-owner of The Real Estate Group. In today's competitive market, I think what's important is that the house is dialed in and turnkey. And what's important is that the kitchen has been renovated, the bathrooms have been renovated, granite, beautiful cabinetry. Those things make a significant difference.
Mike at Estate Granite has an eye for detail, an attention to perfection, and a quality build crew that are masters of their craft. Mike was there from start to finish.
Hi, this is Mike from Estate Granite. I know how important quality to a homeowner is, so give me a call at 241-STONE or come by our showroom at 4900 Mountain Lakes Boulevard or visit us at EstateGranite.com.
This is Ted Leidy with Northern Firearms Instruction. Obtaining a California concealed weapons license will allow the licensed individual to transport a listed handgun in their vehicle or on their person in public. For application instructions, training, and other information, contact NFI at 530-999-1822 or visit us online at usgunpro.com. This is Ted Leidy, and remember, it's our right and our responsibility.
Berks Construction Management is a local rating business that specializes in construction management. BCM is a North State leader in project management, pre-construction design, and all facets of construction. They always have a 25% discount for our veterans and first responders, and during these difficult times, they would like to extend a helping hand to the community by offering all fire victims a 25% discount also for the remainder of the year. Berks Construction Management can be reached at 530-338-2010. That's 530-338-2010. Berks Construction Management.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping in our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to a North State with no more homeless pets.
This is Carl Bott. Join Ted Leidy and me on the last Thursday of each month for North State Now as we discuss things that men talk about. If you ever wanted to hear what men talk about when they're all together, tune in at 6 p.m. the last Thursday of each month and hear politics, hunting, the bourbon of the month, and much more. All of this on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM, your talk radio.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Radio show like no other. It's Brian Kilmeade.
So ask yourself, you know, we know what we're for, but ask yourself the question. I was thinking about this other day. What are Republicans for? What are they for? Well, it's no accident they didn't even bother to come up with a platform in 2020. They had no platform at their convention because they don't stand for anything except to stop us.
I mean, think about that. Is there a more idiotic statement? Even the most, even AOC will tell you exactly what Republicans are for because she's for the exact opposite. They're for strong military defense. They're for building up the border, cracking down on crime, being fiscally responsible, and moving past the mandates and the crackdowns, clampdowns, and keeping schools open. That's just off the top of my head. I mean, let alone the proactive things that they have there, and they certainly don't want the voting reform. They certainly, reform, I should say, the nationalizing of our elections. They certainly don't want to blow up the filibuster. They certainly would love to stop allowing the investment, private investments of stocks among House members that Nancy Pelosi just yesterday decided to sign on for the first time. But for him to bring that up and say they just don't know what they're for, when he used to hang out, I mean, used to travel with John McCain, you know exactly what they're for. They're certainly not for nationalizing health care, I'll tell you that. That's pretty certain. GOP agenda. You want to know what this is for? Here is Mitch McConnell, Cut 30.
My good friend, the president, got it wrong once again. I helped him pass a bipartisan infrastructure bill. I supported in the Senate a bill to deal with China and the computer chip shortage. If the president starts acting like a moderate, like he campaigned, we can do business. The reason we've not been speaking recently this year is because he adopted the Bernie Sanders prescription for America. He did that even though he got no mandate for it, a 50-50 Senate and a couple of seat majority in the House, and they couldn't get it through. And the reason they couldn't get it through, the American people are not for all of this. They thought they were electing a moderate. If the president wants to reinvent himself and come back to the middle, we have things to talk about that we can work on together.
And I'll give you an example. They're not waiting for leadership. Yesterday, Senator Joe Manchin and Susan Collins, known as deemed moderates, one from Maine, one from West Virginia, kind of bucking their own. Remember, when Republicans are in power, they're upset with Susan Collins and Murkowski on a regular basis. They have trouble reining, so-called reining them in. So Democrats aren't the only ones with senators who are outliers. And I respect that because Maine is not a deep red state. Manchin and Susan Collins on Thursday, with the press in tow, made a public effort to work together on reforming the Electoral College, an 1887 election law that is that they think they both can agree on, that we should get rid of this drama of the vice president coming down and doing it in a ceremonial way, gaveling in the official electoral total. And what about these renegades electorates? We saw this with Hillary Clinton. Oh, Donald Trump didn't really win. The Russians made him win. And some of the Electoral College members, they're physically people, defected. Despite the fact that the state voted a certain way, there's also thought that maybe it shouldn't be a winner-take-all, that if it's 51-49, the people of that state do want their voice heard. And I think both sides would be into that. That would also spread out the campaigning. For example, if you could maximize what there is left of Republican enclaves in California, you might be able to see a Republican in person, and they might have a reason, a rational reason to go there. So here's what one of the quote was from one of the senators. Encouraged by the fact that many of our colleagues on both sides of the aisle have indicated an interest in making sure that votes are properly counted and certified, and that means overhauling the 1887 Electoral College Count Act. It means looking at additional protections against violence and threats for poll workers and election officials. To me, it's pretty obvious. If he had run a company or done negotiations, I think that President Biden would know it too. What do we agree on? Let's do it. Let's put that in writing. Why don't we? Let's do the bipartisan agreement. Maybe we can get the same 15, might have been more, 19 senators that signed on for the infrastructure bill. Maybe they'll come down and meet us in this basement yesterday and do that thing that both sides agreed on, including Mitch McConnell, that there's ways to get together to reform the electoral process. And here's the quote from Susan Collins. I'm very encouraged by the fact that many of our colleagues on both sides of the aisle have indicated an interest in making sure the votes are counted properly and to certify the election and to stop violence against workers. That's pretty good. And I just think that Joe Manchin tweeted this out, too, about those athletes and legends like West Virginians, like Jerry West and the current coach of Alabama, Nick Saban, who came out and said, I'm for election reform, but I'm not for blowing up the filibuster. So Joe Manchin said the glass is half full by tweeting this out. Coach Saban is exactly right. You cannot throw the filibuster out and expect the legislative process to work. I wholeheartedly agree with the coach that our democracy is at its best when Americans are encouraged to work together. So Donald Trump was on last night, and he was commenting on Joe Biden. One of the things he says, he goes, I want Joe Biden to be successful, but he's not. And he talked about where the Republican Party is right now. Which is very, I mean, I don't remember it ever in this much of a positive stead, maybe right after 9/11. Here's what he said, cut 32.
If you look at the Republican Party, we're doing tremendously with Hispanics, and we're way up with African Americans, way up. Look, it's a very different party. It's a bigger party. It's a stronger party. I heard the numbers as you were talking to Kevin. Those are great poll numbers. We've never had numbers like that. The Republican Party is, I think, really doing well, and it's becoming a very different party. But the inroads that we've made with Hispanics is just a beautiful thing. You know, they're very entrepreneurial people. They're very strong, smart, entrepreneurial people.
And, you know, I think it's pretty clear. I don't know anybody outside the fringe, that top secret left-wing society, that really want our borders open to allow all this fentanyl to pour in, all these illegals to come in, and certainly not the Hispanic community. So lastly, before I go to break and come back and talk about something that involves the economy and the pandemic, I want to talk about the pandemic specifically. You know, the numbers, this is good news. On Omicron, as expected, are beginning to wane in the places it began first in New York and Washington, D.C. They're beginning to, at the very least, plateau, and the hospitals are beginning to empty out to a degree. Now, it's been explained to me, and I wouldn't know this, I don't work in a hospital, but waiting rooms, emergency rooms, are usually 95% full. That's just the way it is. And so when people say they're over capacity, it's really not that much of an increase. But while we sit there and try to open up our country, it's hard not to notice in Austria, the parliament voted to make vaccines mandatory for all adults. Essentially, you could be arrested. France, the same thing. Italy, the same thing. But I love what the UK did. Essentially announced yesterday, enough with the mandates, enough with the masks, especially outside. As of yesterday, Thursday, it looks as though the UK is ready to go. Jay Bhatia, who is at Stanford School of Medicine, was on Laura Ingraham last night, cut 34.
Don't use the vaccines as a mechanism of social control. Don't use the vaccines with mandates to divide society and get people laid off work. Our political leaders, our epidemiological leaders, have had labored under this illusion they can stop the virus from spreading. Through the whole pandemic, they've thought this. And that strategy has obviously and clearly failed. The best we can do is protect the vulnerable. The pandemic ends. It's not actually a biological question. It's a political question. When are we reached a point where we can say enough is enough? We no longer need all these restrictions. They're not accomplishing much and actually harming many people. Instead, let's just use the resources we have to protect the vulnerable. That's how we reduce the harm from this disease.
Right. Try to anticipate the next variant, rush therapeutics in a hyper way, and then just say, live your life. We got to get going economically and psychologically and keeping schools open. There's about 6,000 schools that are closed right now. Why? You got to be kidding. And I just love this. Starbucks has decided to not require their employees to get vaccinated because they've lost all these employees. If you ever notice, at a Starbucks, you most likely will see a sign at the door limiting hours or days in which they're open. I told you I went to do a book signing. The book signing started at 6 o'clock. I thought, wow, man, it's been a long ride. Let me get a coffee. I could not get a coffee because every Starbucks closed at 3. When I asked, they had staff problems. One, put it on their door. We have staff problems. On Saturday, 3 o'clock, Saturday, drive-through. I'm like, why am I able to drive through so quick? Because the place closed. They didn't have employees. So guess they're getting blowback because The conditioning has been so intense, and people have been so scared. They, like Howard Stern and others, some major names, every late night host, it seems. Now they're afraid of being in the same place with someone who's not vaccinated. So now Starbucks is facing calls for a boycott after dropping the vaccine mandate. This, the following day, they say hashtag boycott Starbucks began to trend on Twitter. How pathetic. When we come back, we'll talk about something that's also taking root in the pandemic, refurbishing, reclaiming, and putting more money into your vintage cars. And also, have you tried to get a car? It is not easy because we got no chips. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
It's Brian Kilmeade.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Ad paid for by Open Jar Concepts. Attention, this is an important notice for anyone who has used a Philips CPAP machine or ventilator. In June 2021, the FDA announced that Philips issued a recall affecting nearly 4 million CPAP, BiPAP, and ventilator units. The recall was issued due to health risks associated with the foam utilized for sound reduction, which may degrade over time into harmful chemicals. The Philips CPAP recall devices can potentially result in injuries including kidney, liver, or heart damage, cancer, or severe skin, ear, nose, or throat inflammation. If you or a loved one used a Philips CPAP, BiPAP, or ventilator and later suffered an injury, you may be entitled to significant compensation. Call us now at 800-655-0246. Our experienced attorneys will fight to get you the compensation you deserve, and you pay nothing unless there's a recovery in your favor. Time is limited to file a claim, so call us at 800-655-0246. That's 800-655-0246. Again, 800-655-0246.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. There is always someone doing something stupid somewhere. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Join me, Jason Chaffetz, every Wednesday as I shed light on the news and make some predictions along the way. You never know who will drop in. Subscribe now on FoxNewsPodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.
Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
The Fox Weather App is changing the way you think about weather.
Welcome to a whole new world
that will blow your mind.
With a dedicated team of meteorologists
streaming 24/7 using game-changing technology,
we're tracking every storm.
And you can follow along with our mobile 3D radar tech, something you won't find anywhere else.
Taking a trip? Future View gives you a long-range look so you can travel with ease.
Weather just got a little more interesting.
Download now at foxweather.com.
Start every day with Fox and Friends at 6 a.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel.
Thank you for waking up with us.
Start your day informed with the latest news Americans care about.
We are back with your headlines.
Weather that will impact your day.
So let's take a look at the forecast, everybody.
And so much more.
Fox has it all covered.
Start your day with America's best friends. Fox and Friends.
Are we ready to go this morning?
Watch Fox and Friends every day at 6 a.m. Eastern on Fox News Channel.
It's gonna be great. It's gonna be a good day.
Hey.
more you listen, the more you'll know. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, welcome back. This is a special segment. We want to take a little break from the news and imminent invasion of the Ukraine. Why not do it with Dave Madgers? He's the CEO of Mecham Auctions. Been doing that since 2013. Dave, welcome.
Well, thank you, Brian. Thanks for having me. We're still reeling a bit from what was a spectacular event in Kissimmee, Florida that lasted for 11 days and ended last Sunday with a world record.
Which is? What kind of record?
We set the record for the highest sales total of any collector car auction in history at $217 million total.
So these are cars that people brought down of their own to sell?
Yeah, we're a consignment auction company, so all of the cars that come to our auctions are consigned by individuals and big collectors. And for this particular auction in Florida, which has long been the largest collector car auction in the world, we had 3,500 cars that crossed the block over 11 days.
So what has happened during the pandemic that's affected your business? You say people are diving into their cars, trying to get that, whether it's the muscle car they wanted or reconditioning the one they have?
Yeah, since we went back to auction in July of 2020, what we noticed is there's been a huge influx of new participants in the collector car hobby. And because of that, demand has increased substantially, and supply is very slow in catching up to that demand. As collectors see prices starting to rise, they're bringing their cars to auction. Consequently, we've seen prices for old vintage cars up anywhere from at the bottom 20 to 30% of what they might have been before to at the top sometimes three and four times what cars were worth previously.
And when you talk about cars that are wanted, what cars are we talking about? What models?
Well, we typically deal in 60s and 70s American muscle cars, Hemi Cudas, Corvettes, Mustang Boss 429s. But at an auction as big as this, we also had a great number of late model exotics, Lamborghinis, Ferraris, Ford GTs that did exceptionally well. And we had a considerable number of pre-war cars and even several movie and TV cars that, again, brought top dollar.
Now, I imagine a couple of reasons why this matters so much now. Number one, people have more time to actually do it. Some people have to work from home. Some people lost their job. Some people are, you know, their job was faded out or they're not working as many hours. They don't have to commute. And number two is, people are diving into themselves a little bit, trying to do something they enjoy.
Yeah, I think a couple of things have fueled the fire in the collector car hobby. Number one, people sat at home for a long time in 2020 and even 2021 and watched television. And all of our auctions are televised. And so we saw an influx of new customers that never knew about the collector car hobby before, never knew about Mecham Auctions before come to the market. And then as we sat home and couldn't travel, couldn't go out to dinner, couldn't go to the movies, discretionary income built. So we now had money to buy that collector car treasure we've wanted for quite some time. And then finally, I think it's just a recognition of our own mortality that, you know, I was going to do that someday. And for a great number of things, someday has become today.
I guess so. And when you talk about your last show where you set an auction record of $176 million, give us an idea of the models that showed up that impressed you.
Well, I think there were a lot of surprising cars that crossed the block. We had a world record Mustang that sold for $3.75 million. It was the Ken Miles driven Mustang. Ken Miles, you know, that name became very familiar from the Ford versus Ferrari movie. I think the most surprising to me was a 1936 Glacier National Park tour bus. It was a beautiful vehicle. We had no idea what that kind of a vehicle might bring at the auction. We were thinking maybe a couple of $100,000. It brought $1,430,000. So it's those kinds of surprises that we've been seeing really across the collector car market, from pre-war to exotics and everything in between.
Who are these people? Would I know any of these names that would buy it? Number one, I know a lot of money's going to Florida where you held it, so that explains one thing. Number two is, where do these people get this money from? Like, who are they?
Well, a lot of them are significant collectors. It's not unusual to run across a collector that might have 100 or 200 cars in their collections, and they're always looking to add to the collections. You know, I would say the vast majority of buyers at our auctions are just a guy that has always wanted a 1970 Mustang. And, you know, finally came to the auction. He has one car. He saved up a little money, and he bought the car that, you know, maybe he had in high school, or maybe it's the car he wanted in high school. We all have some kind of an emotional attachment that draws us to certain cars. So you run the gambit from I just want to have that car in my garage because I have some history with that kind of a car, all the way up to, you know, those that are collecting as investments.
So it's kind of interesting, is that now when you buy a car, a used car, they say check the Carfax. Do people really care about the history of the car, how many owners, how much body plastic is on it, how much is reconditioned, and how much is original?
Yeah, provenance is very important to a collector car. The ability to track the history, you know, most of these cars have been restored at some time in their lives, maybe more than once. There are quality restorers, and there are restorers that don't do such a good job. So, you know, who restored the car, how good a job they did, what's the history of the car, who's owned the car, how long did they own the car, all of that is relatively important. Probably the one thing that's most important when you're buying a used car that's not important in a collector car is how many miles does it have. You know, these are 50, 60, 70, 80-year-old cars, and miles doesn't really matter because, as I said, they've all been restored to begin with.
All right. So if people want to catch up to you at your next show, how do they do it?
Well, you can go to Mecum.com, M-E-C-U-M.com. Our next show actually starts next week. It is the world's largest collector motorcycle auction at South Point Casino in Las Vegas. And the next car show will be in mid-March in Glendale, Arizona at State Farm Stadium.
How do people find you online to double-check this and see how to get there?
Yeah, Mecum.com will have a complete list of all of our auctions. Not only is it a list of all the auctions, but for each auction, it'll show beautiful pictures and descriptions of each vehicle that's going to be offered at that auction as well.
Dave Madgers, thanks so much, CEO of Mecum Auctions. Appreciate it.
All right, thank you.
You got it. Go to BrianKilmeade.com, by the way, and if you ever have a comment about it, segments like this. Also, if you want to order any of my books, President Freedom Fighter, Still Doing Well, Sam Houston, The Alamo Avengers, of course, Andrew Jackson, The Miracle of New Orleans, Thomas Jefferson, The Tripoli Pirates, or George Washington's Secret Six. I can actually personalize them and send them out to you. That's how sophisticated my system is. Don't go anywhere.
Have you wanted to speak a new language but thought it'd be too difficult or take too much time? Then try Babbel. Whether you want to learn Spanish for future travel plans, French to connect with extended family, or maybe German to land a new job, Babbel works because it's built around real life. It teaches you everyday practical conversations that you'll actually use. All you need is 15 minutes a day, and you'll be on your way to confidently speaking a new language in just a few weeks. Babbel is designed by real language experts using a modern conversation-based technique that makes learning fun, engaging, and best of all, memorable. It starts by teaching you words and phrases. Then sentences gradually get more complex. Soon you're practicing short conversations about real life topics. And with 14 languages to choose from and lesson topics like travel, business, relationships, and more, you'll be sure to learn what matters most to you. Babbel, language for life. Learn a new language with ease. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's B-A-B-B-E-L.com. Babbel.com.
Each year, millions of older adults suffer injuries from a fall. One out of five falls results in serious injuries such as broken bone, head injuries, or death. Many falls are preventable. PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging announces the Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program, funded by the California Department of Aging. This no-cost program's mission is to reduce the number of debilitating falls suffered at home by older adults and persons with disabilities. If you are 60 and older, or persons with disabilities of any age that meet the income criteria and are at risk of falling or being institutionalized, this program may be able to help. The Dignity at Home Fall Prevention Program was established for the purpose of reducing the number of debilitating falls suffered by older adults and persons with disabilities, thus enabling older adults and persons with disabilities to live independently and safely in their home environment for as long as possible. Contact PSA 2 Area Agency on Aging at 842-1687. That's 842-1687 to find out how this no-cost program may help.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.